Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
4 minutes at the top of the hour. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the top of the news, I've got some good news for workers that has been underreported. Some good stuff the Obama administration is doing. So stick around after the top of the news. Squeeze in one more call before the top of the news. Dave in Denver. Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, you know, you're talking about how much people make. It's real simple. There are 40 hours in a week and 52 weeks in a year. Drop the two, 40 and 50 is 2,000.
Right.
So just take the hourly rate, multiply two, and add the word 1,000 on the end.
Gotcha.
So if you're making $23 an hour, it's $46,000.
Right.
If you're making $40 an hour,
it's $80,000. That's right. That's a good, yeah. I'm not very good at math.
Well, it's really not that complicated.
No, that's right. That's right. Thanks for the tip, man.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. Well, I got a nice lesson in math. All right, listen. Robert, Patty, Steve, we're going to get to your calls after the top of the news. And as I promised, after the top of the news, I'm going to lead off with some good news from the world of labor. But the open question right now, the Obama administration, its underlying plan for the auto industry, according to the Wall Street Journal this morning, is to try to use its leverage to force United Auto Worker retirees to accept cuts to their health care benefits. Is that a good idea? We'll be talking about that and a few more local stories after the top of the news. 6:58, stick around. It's a nice clear day out there. 303-713-7600, get in on the conversation.
$10,000 on your credit cards, medical bills, or to collection accounts. If you're over your head in monthly debt payments, I'm about to tell you something the credit card companies don't want you to hear. Something that could save you thousands of dollars. It's simply this. You can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. And even better, you can find out how right now for free. We're Credit One Debt Solutions, and we'd like to offer you free information that can help you get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. See how you can reduce your debt, stop the harassment, and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. No more credit card payments. It's that simple. Get the powerful free information the credit card companies don't want you to hear. For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now. 1-800-661-9336. That's 1-800-661-9336. 1-800-661-9336.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Stepapani. The Food and Drug Administration has some discouraging news for nut lovers. Pistachios have been implicated in the latest salmonella scare.
We're advising consumers to avoid pistachios while we're working this out.
The FDA's Dr. David Acheson says a California company recalled more than 2 million pounds of pistachios after salmonella turned up in a shipment to Kraft Foods.
Some routine testing undertaken by other firms have found salmonella of a variety of types in these pistachios. At this point, we don't know how far down in the distribution chain these pistachios have gone.
The government has no confirmed reports of anyone getting sick from pistachios. While some people who can afford to buy a car aren't kicking the tires, they're afraid of what would happen if they were to be laid off. That's why Ford has joined other car companies in offering a buyer protection plan.
If they lose their position, we got their back, and we'll stand by them in good times and also bad times.
Ford's Mark Field says the plan would cover monthly payments of up to $700 for as much as a full year. The swollen Red River is going down, but Fargo, North Dakota isn't out of the woods, not by a long shot.
We've gotten probably 6 inches of snow, and it's snowing pretty heavily right now. We're supposed to get 12 to 15 inches of snow.
Blizzard conditions in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Colorado have taken at least 5 lives. College bound? Well, a big bank account could come in handy. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. In what way, Vicki?
Educational consultant Robert Sevier says the downturn is forcing a number of colleges to accept more wealthy students, even if they're not the most qualified.
We're seeing colleges that are really, really great schools are now dipping farther into their wait lists or even accepting students who historically they would have waitlisted.
With more parents paying full tuition, colleges hope they can continue to offer the brightest, needy students the education they deserve but can't afford. Frank?
The suspense apparently was too much for some workers at the Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in Bellflower, California. KCAL-TV's Lena Nguyen tells us they couldn't resist the temptation to sneak a peek at Nadia Suleiman's medical records. Big mistake.
15 employees fired, another 8 disciplined for looking at the Optimum's medical records. The hospital would not reveal what their occupations were at the hospital, but the hospital does say it does not believe that any unauthorized information has been shared or sold.
A study by the Pew Hispanic Center finds that suburban schools have become somewhat more diverse in the past decade, but Latino students were more segregated, even as African Americans and Asians made small gains toward assimilating. At least 20 people drowned when a boat packed with African immigrants capsized in a storm off the coast of Libya the other day. But the loss of life could go much higher. Officials say 200 people are unaccounted for. President Obama has just left for the G20 summit in London on the world financial crisis. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 8 points. This is CBS News.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code EASY to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, EASY. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code EASY, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Play it again. Or maybe not. The recession is hurting the recycling business. The Denver Post reporting factories in Asia that buy much of the country's recycled materials have been paying 70% less for the last several months. Recyclers like Waste Management in Denver having to store recycled materials on site while they look for buyers. State colleges and universities could see funding cuts despite federal stimulus money. The Joint Budget Committee yesterday recommended cutting $50 million from higher education in the next fiscal year. Federal officials have announced this season's first births in the program attempting to rebuild the population of the black-footed ferret, North America's most endangered mammal. A 2-year-old ferret gave birth to kits at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Center near Fort Collins. In time, those ferrets will be released into the wild. Finally, a Brighton man faces obscenity charges after allegedly sending pornographic pictures over the Internet. Douglas County officials arrested the 27-year-old after Internet chats with someone the man purportedly thought was a young girl. Sports: Nuggets host the Knicks tonight at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And that's where it's a busy drive this morning. No crashes or stalls to get in your way, but volume in those usual spots like I-25 heading out of Thornton and Northland. 270 is also getting busier across Commerce City. Now across the I-70 in the high country to and through Summit County, we're looking at wintry driving conditions along I-70 just east of the Eisenhower Tunnel past Eagle. Looks like some flurries are coming down, sticking to the road along I-70 near Copper Mountain. Pavement recognition, or lane recognition rather, is going to be a problem through that stretch. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The new DexKnows.com. Now you can narrow your search by zip, city, even neighborhood to find the exact local business you're looking for, and then use maps and turn-by-turn directions to help you get there. The new DexKnows.com.
At John Deere, we don't just build tractors. We build our reputation every day. Whether it's a Gator utility vehicle, an EasyTrack zero-turn mower, or one of our new 3E series tractors, It's built the best way we know how. That's why they're smart investments. Especially now during deer season with great financing at your John Deere dealer. Now more than ever, nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Colorado Equipment in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Holly.
I want to compliment you. I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay seems to be doing better. He's on the mend. A couple complications, but he's okay. 303-713-7600 is the number. We're talking about the auto worker situation, specifically the news that the Obama administration's underlying strategy, according to the Wall Street Journal, is to try to force auto workers, and specifically auto worker retirees, to accept as many concessions in their retirement pension and wages as possible, to cut them as much as possible. Essentially balance the auto company's books on the back of workers. Is this a good idea? 303-713-7600 is the number. Get in on the conversation. Before we get back to the phones, I just want to update folks on a couple of stories that's good news from in the labor world, because there's a lot of bad news there. Locally here in Colorado, we have this from the Colorado Denver Business Journal. A state Senate committee on Monday advanced a bill that lets Colorado workers collect unemployment benefits when they are locked out by employers during a labor dispute. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. House Bill 1170, sponsored in the House by Senator Lois Toktrup, already passed in the House on a party-line vote. The Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee approved the bill. So this is when you're having a dispute with your employer, and your employer preemptively locks you and your union out. This would say that you can collect unemployment benefits. I mean, I it sounds pretty commonsensical, right? If your employer locks you out and essentially unemploys you, disemploys you, shouldn't you have access to unemployment benefits? This is a bill moving through the Colorado legislature. Big shocker, the Colorado Denver and Colorado business community is freaking out. They want the situation to be that if they lock you out, you have to fear for your own economic survival. Obvious reasons why. If you have to fear for your own economic survival when asking for a raise or exercising your union rights, you'll be less inclined to ask for a raise or exercise your union rights. Big shocker. At the federal level, there is news, some more good news, although the auto worker stuff is not good news. There is some good news in the stimulus bill. This is from the Washington Independent. Though stymied on the Employee Free Choice Act, which would make it easier for workers to form unions, organized labor is about to claim a big consolation prize, the massive application of a law guaranteeing prevailing wages for hundreds of thousands of construction workers hired under the economic stimulus program. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood is now preparing guidelines that will expand the scope of the 1931 Davis-Bacon Act. What this effectively does is force federal contractors that are taking stimulus money to pay construction workers the prevailing wage, the prevailing wage standard in a given area. This is good news. Very, very good news. Not such good news is the topic on the table about the auto workers. The strategy coming out of Washington now, after all the platitudes have been analyzed, is a strategy, according to the Wall Street Journal, to balance the auto company's books on the backs of workers. The Obama administration is using its power to try to get the UAW to agree to more wage concessions and more cuts to retiree health care. The UAW, by the way, it should be noted, has already agreed to massive wage cuts. And, you know, a little wrinkle here that I forgot to mention in the first hour, and this is really, really key, is that we have to remember that the administration appointed a modern-day Gordon Gekko. Remember Gordon Gekko? Let's see if we can get some of his sound clips in the break. Greed is good. Gordon Gekko, the lead character from Wall Street. The administration appointed a modern-day Gordon Gekko to head up its committee, its team in the White House to oversee the auto industry bailout. A guy by the name of Steve Rattner. He's a former investment banker who's heading the administration's auto restructuring. He's a guy who's a classic corporate raider, a hedge fund guy. And a lot of us raised red flags. Why are you appointing a hedge fund guy, a corporate raider, with no experience in the auto industry at all? But happens to be, of course, a huge Democratic Party donor. Why are you appointing? Maybe I've answered my own question, by the way, as to why he's being appointed. But a lot of us said, why are you appointing Steve Rattner, a Gordon Gekko figure, to oversee the restructuring of the auto industry? Won't that all but guarantee that the quote-unquote plan to save the auto industry will be to do it by destroying workers? I mean, don't you remember, if anybody watched the movie Wall Street, and it comes on all the time, and I'm kind of obsessed with it, that's the whole storyline of that movie, right? Gordon Gekko, Michael Douglas, engineers this plan to take over the airlines and make a whole lot of money off of taking over the airlines. And the way his scheme is going to work is he's going to essentially force Martin Sheen, who's head of the unions, is going to force him, trick him into accepting massive wage cuts. That's Gekko's whole scheme. And now we've got a real-life Gordon Gekko, Steve Rattner, longtime corporate raider who was appointed thanks to contributing hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Democratic Party, is now engineering this through a Democratic White House. So the question on the table, do you think this is a good idea? And I want to open it up here. I mean, if you think this is a good idea, if you think this is the only way to do it, let us know. 303-713-7600. We got a couple lines open. We're going to hit the phones. Again, 303-713-7600, 713. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert.
Yeah, hi.
Hey there.
Listen, I'm an attorney in Denver now, but I moved here from Michigan, from Detroit, about 3 years ago. My dad was an executive in the United Auto Workers, and I put myself through college working in seven different GM factories. And that gentleman who's commenting that these people don't work or earn their money has obviously never stepped into a GM factory. Having worked in seven of them, I can tell you that there's nobody sitting around when the assembly line is running. And you're dealing with 60, 70 cars an hour going by you, and you have no choice but to do your job. And it doesn't matter whether you're feeling good that day or not feeling good that day. You've got to do every one of those cars that goes by.
Well, and you're not going to get any argument from me. And the thing is that, look, people need to tell themselves, it's really kind of sick, that people need to tell themselves, give themselves some kind of explanation that's easy to understand, no matter how ridiculous it is, that's easy to understand about what's going on here. I mean, look, the auto industry is ultimately facing problems that from a multiple factors. Okay, the industry has not produced fuel-efficient cars that have sold all that well. The economy is in recession. Our global trade policy has made it harder and harder for domestic manufacturers in general throughout all industries to compete. We don't have a universal healthcare system, and so it's cheaper, effectively, to produce a car in a place like Canada than it is in the United States. These are all complicated forces. And so there's a lot of folks out there who just don't want to deal with complicated questions, and so simply say, well, it must be the problem of lazy workers. And the most unfortunate part of this is, right, is that seems to be the prescription from the Obama administration. That seems to be the assumption. They're not coming out and saying that they're lazy, but if the strategy is the way to solve this problem is to crush workers, you're saying that the problem is the workers.
David, there may be more going on here, however, though. I mean, if you look at the situation, I've dealt with the UAW my entire life because my dad was a UAW executive. These pensions that they have are not funded. Every time they got a raise in a pension, it takes 25 to 30 years before it's actually funded. So the money
I don't disagree with that, but I will throw it back at you. I'll say this. If they negotiated in good faith with the company and the company promised certain pension benefits, then it was incumbent on the company to be putting that money away. And if the company wasn't doing that, while paying its executives a huge amount of money, that's a problem.
What the union negotiated was that the funding goes over like 25 years. The company put the money in, but they put it in at a rate that was agreed to. But what I was getting at is what I think is going on here is, first of all, if they go into bankruptcy, the pensions are going to be dumped on the pension guarantee board.
Right, that's right.
People are going to get at least their basic pension, but from the government.
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends. There's a cap on how much the PBGC can pay out.
But their health care will not be paid for, from my understanding, from the pension guarantee board. And what you are going to have here is about, I think there's 300,000-400,000 retirees, last time I heard.
It said the Wall Street Journal reports 1 million.
Okay, well, that's even worse. You've got a lot of people who are going to be agitated as hell about their health care being cut, which is going to be, a large group of people that are going to be pushing for universal health care.
No, that's a good political benefit, but I also said
I'm not saying what they're doing is right. I'm just saying
there's always a silver lining. There's always a silver lining
going on here that they're not talking about.
Oh, you know what? Well, hold on a minute. I don't want to believe that, because if it's a scheme to radicalize a population by slashing their health care benefits, that's beyond Machiavellian. That's just immoral.
The reality is, David, is even as a UAW guy, I've got to say these companies can't maintain all these retirees anymore.
I understand.
I mean, the legacy costs for GM are killing the corporation.
I don't disagree with that, but my point is, if the Obama administration's serious about protecting workers, the moral thing to do would be to say, we are going to put on the front burner right now universal health care, right now, and it is immoral to use the government's power to throw workers off their health care before we pass the universal health care system that we've been pushing.
He may be putting that up, and when these people, he's not necessarily going to get them thrown off, but that threat is now hanging over their heads. Which means you've got a lot of million people or whatever who are going to be a very powerful political force to try and get universal.
I don't disagree with you, but that's pretty cutthroat. I mean, that's pretty brutal. I know how Washington works, but what I'm saying is, if I'm a worker, I don't want to be used as a political pawn. I don't want my health care, essentially my ability to survive, to be used to make me into a political pawn. That's just not.
If you look at the long-term goal, they will still end up with the health insurance.
Yeah, but what about the time between when there isn't health insurance? That's the whole point. There's going to be a period of time, and there could very well be no health care reform, right? I mean, so that's really playing with fire.
The reality is, these people, GM and Ford, whatever, cannot continue to pay all these retiree benefits, whether we like it or not. They're not the corporations that were. GM had 55% of the market.
A
lot of these things were, you know.
I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing.
Mere shadow of its former self.
I'm not arguing that. What I'm arguing is the sequencing. If you're going to do what they're trying to do, sequencing it this way is potentially, as you agree, putting millions of people, a million people, at least a million people, and we're not even talking about the residual, the suppliers, but a million people at risk. And I just think that's the wrong strategy in terms of the sequence.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying these people are going to be at risk no matter what they do. That's the problem.
Well, you're saying that they already are at risk. Well, that's a good point.
The companies can't continue to pay them. If they go into bankruptcy, the first thing the bankruptcy judge is going to do is wipe out all of them.
Well, that's absolutely true. Robert, thanks for the call. Good call, man.
Take it easy.
Okay, you too. 720, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Patty, I promise we'll get to your call after the break. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Stop and go in a few areas, but we're still accident-free across the metro. We're getting into the Tuesday morning commute. We're in the thick of it now. Slow speed southbound 25 up in Northland, 104th to 84th in the teens and 20s there. Same deal in downtown, traveling across eastbound 270, beginning at I-76. Going to break loose after Vasquez. Also starting to be really busy in Aurora, southbound side of 225. From the Parker curve down to 25. Also starting to see things slow down on eastbound approaches into the city. Could have some sun glare issues this morning. Already seeing that on 6th Avenue and C-470 there in Littleton. And on 36 there beginning from at Broadway. And that's going to last all the way down to the interstate. But like I said, accident-free, no delays or stalls as well. Your forecast, partly cloudy, windy, but warm.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. Intelligentoffice.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Johnson, Human Resources Manager, and I can tell you, as a leading tech company, we naturally use the web to find talent. My job is to find the brightest tech candidates. Dice.com has the most qualified and talented candidates out there. Because Dice focuses on technology and engineering, I save a lot of time and trouble sifting through thousands of resumes from sites that aren't relevant to our business. Usually, we're looking for experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers. We found over half our key hires through Dice.
Dice is the number one online technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on Dice to access the best tech talent. Or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit Dice.com. Dice.com.
All of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at RockysAutos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You know, there's never a good time for a major plumbing problem. You always want it to work. Hi, this is Ken Moon for Drain Solvers. They respond to emergencies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plumbing disasters don't take vacations. And neither does Drain Solvers. Take advantage of their fantastic sewer line TV camera analysis, normally $279, now just $79. Call the folks who have the solutions. Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Food from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
I found parts of Ward Churchill's essay extremely offensive.
Mario Solis marriage.
But that being said, for all the time that these right-wingers clamor about freedom and liberty, and the first shot they get somebody fired because they disagree with them.
Mario Solis marriage. Afternoons at 4.
He had committed a thought crime, and in Bush's America, that was not allowed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. The open question is whether you think the Obama administration is handling the auto industry problem properly. The Wall Street Journal today reports that the Obama administration's underlying strategy is to try to force auto workers to accept much deeper wage concessions than they already have accepted, and specifically to ask UAW retirees to agree to slash their health care benefits. Is that the right call? 303-713-7600. A couple phone lines open, so if you want to get in on the conversation, give us a ring. 303-713-7600. Back to the phones. We'll go to Patty in Denver. Patty.
Hi.
Hey there.
I also wanted to make a comment about the lazy workers. If there are lazy workers in the workplace, isn't that a problem of management not dealing with the lazy workers?
Well, the people who hate unions would say, well, the unions protect lazy workers and prevent management from, quote-unquote, dealing with those workers.
Well, I do belong to a union, and I can tell you uphand, they do not protect lazy workers.
Well, it's a canard. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But I do know that management does not, you know, in every workplace you do have people that are not holding their own. But I also know management, some managers that don't deal with that.
Well, what's really interesting to me is that people assume that, how do I put this? People will take societal imperfections and selectively impart them to different institutions in society. By that I mean what we have is we get this idea that the private industry is always better than the government. Because and then we get people point out that the government has wasted money here, it's wasted money there, as if private corporations, for instance, don't waste a lot of money. Right? Right, as if there's no fraud in private industry, right? You know, there's so much waste, fraud, and abuse in the government, you know, as if we didn't have Enron, as if we didn't have AIG,
wow,
as if we didn't have the finance, right? So it's the same thing with unions, right? What you hear from right-wingers is, union workers are lazy, or unions are corrupt, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, as if the non-unionized workforce doesn't have its own problems with lazy workers or with corruption at the workplace, et cetera, et cetera. Look, no institution is perfect. The beauty of the labor movement is not that it's perfect. It's that it's the only democratic, small d, democratic way for workers to come together and exert their collective economic rights. Nobody has come up with a better way to do that. And in this economy, I think everybody would like a little bit more job security through a union, not less job security. The problem in our country right now is not that workers have too many union rights and too much job security. The problem in our country now is that workers have almost no job security whatsoever and aren't able to bargain for their fair share of the economy.
Well, that's absolutely true. And part of the problem with the United Auto Workers is why is the contract with their union any less than these contracts of these people that had all these bonuses coming? What difference is there between those two contracts?
There is no difference.
Absolutely.
It's disgusting. I mean, this is really, now you're going to get my blood boiling. I mean,
no.
I can't talk about this discrepancy without getting sick to my stomach. And I'm particularly upset with Obama for this because he is a Democrat. I mean, how many union workers work to get this guy elected? How much union money? How many dues from janitors unions and blue collar unions work to get this guy elected? And this administration has the nerve to say that it can use its power to force auto workers to the abrogation of contract with auto workers, but it has no power to abrogate contract with AIG executives. I mean,
oh, exactly. Well, see, that's my point. It's like, okay, first of all, the money that the car makers are getting is a loan. It's not giving it to them like they're giving to AIG and the banks and everybody else. So if you can come in and ask that CEO to step down, like you did, why can't you go to AIG and ask the head of that company to step down? Because if that's doing a good job, then I'd hate to see what a bad job looks like.
That's exactly right. You said it better than I could ever say it. Patty, thanks for the call.
Okay.
7:30, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, jump into the conversation. Couple open lines here. Do you think that the Obama administration is handling the auto worker and auto industry issue? Wall Street Journal story says that their underlying strategy is to try to use the government's leverage to force auto workers to accept more wage concessions, and specifically for auto worker retirees to accept cuts to their health care benefits. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Lawrence in Longmont, what do you think?
Yeah. I'll tell you another movie that you should take a look at, not just Wall Street, but take a look. It's an older movie called Rollover. Chris Christopherson, Jane Fonda.
Rollover.
Rollover.
Okay.
It deals with basically what happens to the banks when the Saudis don't roll their oil money over. But now let me hit you right where you're going. With regard to the auto workers, I think the problem that's going on is there is no morality. What's yours, what's mine is mine, what's yours is mine. I think what we have to get to, and I don't know whether Obama's going to go there, he certainly doesn't look like it with regard to the banks, is everybody takes a haircut. No exceptions.
Well, that's not where we are right now. The only people who the administration has explicitly asked to take a haircut, as far as I can tell, well, two sets of people: the American taxpayer through funding all these bailouts, mm-hmm. and now the auto workers.
Right.
Other than that, no one else has been. Shareholders have not taken a haircut. Bondholders have not really been asked to take a haircut. The only people that are being asked to quote unquote sacrifice are really working folk.
Absolutely. And see, the thing about it is, you've got, with people like Gordon Gekko, you make an assumption that I don't make, and that is that somehow the people on Wall Street are moral.
I don't make that assumption.
Well, then don't treat anything that's going on with the Obama administration as being morality. It's practical politics.
Well, and I think, and that's a good point. And here's the key here. The key here is when we ask, well, why? Why is this happening? Well, the answer is because Wall Street is very well politically organized. It's organized. It's got hundreds of lobbyists. There was a story, by the way, in it's hilarious and sad, in Roll Call, the newspaper in D.C., about how K Street, the street where all the lobbyists work, K Street, while the economy tanks, K Street is doing great. The lobbying community is doing fantastically as Wall Street pumps in a huge amount of its money. By the way, your taxpayer dollars, your bailout money, to hire lobbyists to then lobby for more bailout money. But the point here is that Wall Street is very well organized, and that the rest of us who are working two jobs, working three jobs, in my case I'm working five jobs, but that we're all strung out, stressed out, trying to survive, and we're not as politically well organized as big money. And so this is the effect, right? Big money in Washington gets its way. We have a Democratic president who campaigned with union workers' dues, right? He was elected in part through the union workers' dues going to help his campaign. Now coming out and saying his first order of business in the auto worker situation, in the auto industry situation, is to try to crush the auto workers' unions while telling Wall Street, hey, no strings attached with this money.
David, you've got better access than I do, but look at the other side of what funded Obama. I mean, I believe...
Well, that's true. You're right.
I believe in Will Rogers, an honest politician. We got him.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're right. That Wall Street, I should have mentioned that. He did get elected through a huge amount of labor money, but he also was the candidate who raised the most amount of Wall Street money in American history. Good point. I forgot to mention it. Lawrence, thanks for the call, man. 735, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Do you think the Obama administration's handling the auto worker situation well? Its strategy, according to the Wall Street Journal, specific underlying strategy is to try to force auto workers to accept more wage and health care cuts. Do you think that's the right strategy? And I want to say, I don't want to be too, I'm not incessantly critical of Obama. I read at the top of the hour a good move that he's made in the stimulus bill. He included some language. The administration included some language to force federal contractors to better respect prevailing wage laws if they're going to take stimulus money. That's a good move. I just think Obama hasn't chosen which side is he on. Is he on Wall Street's side or is he on our side? And this UAW auto worker situation shows that he just doesn't want to answer that question yet, and we need him to. 303-713-7600. All right, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, we got a stalled vehicle southbound I-25 around Broadway. Folks hitting their brakes around 6th Avenue. Rest of the drive looking pretty normal for us. Southbound 25, stop and go in Northland. The backups now go to 120th and break free at 84th. Also stop and go eastbound 6th Avenue. Really full from Kipling all the way to the interstate as you're traveling into Denver. Southbound 225, also busy there from Parker Road down to 25. Speeds in the teens and 20s in that stretch. Same deal. Heading into downtown on 270 eastbound side from 25 now up to Vasquez. Your forecast, partly sunny, breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 26 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Higher you go, the better the snow. A-Basin Spring Pass is now on sale for $209. Visit A-Basin Ski Area this spring for the best snow conditions around.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Again, 640-3900.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace. Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
You know, a chip on your windshield is nothing less than a crack waiting to happen. Just ask my last customer. He got a small chip on his windshield, and like most people, he thought nothing of it. Then, yesterday, he goes over a pothole a little fast, and crack! The windshield breaks. That's because the chip is 1,000 microcracks, ready to spread at the slightest vibration. So when he went over that pothole, the bump sent a shockwave all the way up to the windshield. He thought it was great we came to his work to replace it, but with his insurance deductible, it cost him a lot more than it needed to. If he'd have called us sooner, he could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it with our state-of-the-art resin without removing the windshield. About a half hour is all it takes. Plus, with most insurance plans, an Elite Safelite repair is free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000, and Elite Safelite takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years? Only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you.
Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you can automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
When I crawled out of bed this morning, I could tell something wasn't right.
I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Topic of the day is the Obama administration handling the auto worker situation well. Its strategy, according to the Wall Street Journal, is to use its leverage to try to force the auto workers to accept more benefits and wage cuts. This is a strategy that was crafted by Steve Rattner, a hedge fund manager who is now in the White House, big-time Democratic donor, huge hedge fund manager, sort of a modern-day Gordon Gekko. It's my take. This is what you get when you empower somebody like that to make public policy. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Don in Littleton. Don, hello.
Yes.
Hi there.
My suggestion is to expand Medicare to cover the auto workers, no matter what their age, and have the companies cover a supplemental insurance. That'd be a responsible public-private solution, I think.
Simply to expand Medicare?
Medicare for the auto workers, because it's and they have the auto worker, the company, supply a supplemental to the Medicare. And that's a public-private solution.
I mean, it's a good solution. I mean, the issue is, and you're not going to get any argument from me, but the issue is the sequencing, right? It's like,
yes,
how's the government really standing up before us and using its leverage to try to crush workers before it reforms the healthcare system?
No, I'm saying right now.
Right.
Expand Medicare right now to cover them.
I completely agree, and I think, again, what the immorality of what's going on right now is that the government is effectively moving first to throw workers off their health care.
Well, they have to have a solution.
Who has to have a solution?
The government has to have a solution. They're providing an ultimatum.
They are providing an ultimatum. And by the way, the idea that we don't have the money, to pay for this kind of universal health care system like I'm talking about is ridiculous. I mean, last I checked, we've got over $1 trillion somehow just lying around to give over to the banks. So the idea that we can't or we don't have the resources right now to create a universal health care system before we throw workers off their existing health care coverage, that just doesn't fly.
Well, I hardly agree. What I'm saying is that as a stopgap measure, I think they should expand Medicare right now as part of the solution.
Oh, you mean specifically for the auto workers?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. I mean, look, a lot of these auto workers are going to be eligible for Medicare.
Well, but do it right now, no matter what their age is.
Oh, that's an interesting solution. I like that idea. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
All right, let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug.
My Sirota.
Hey, man.
Hey, before I get going here, Jay, get better, buddy. Get better, brother.
He's doing better. He's on the mend. He's definitely on the mend.
Right on. Right on. Hey, that guy right there just had a perfect idea, huh?
It's a very good idea. Yeah, simply extend Medicare. That's right. It's a good idea.
That could be the secret tool to this possible conversion for this universal health care. Put them 3.5 million some people on that roll and just start expanding it. Every time something happens, throw them on that. Keep throwing them until there's such a number that it's going to be just basically self-forceful to continue. And as far as the administration doing what they did to Wagoner, was that Obama himself or is that just one of the aides?
No, Obama. Look, I mean, according to the stories, Obama and his team explicitly requested Wagoner to leave. Now, I'm not defending Wagoner, right? I was on Rachel Maddow's show yesterday night, and I said, I'm not defending Rick Wagoner here. You know, I'm not saying he should stay around. What I'm saying is there's a double standard. The double standard is, how can you have photo opportunities at the White House with banking CEOs, most of whom are still there, and then pretend to be getting tough in the economy by firing Rick Wagoner? Why don't we fire a few bank CEOs first?
be a great idea. I'm just going to sit back and wait and see what happens, but I'd like to see a lot more heads roll and put responsible people up in those positions and just take it from there. But I don't know if I'm going to agree with you that much on him trying to rip down the union. Maybe there's some strategic chess move that he's going to make to checkmate the whole thing and come out with the union still strong.
Well, I hope so, man. I hope so. I mean, I think if they move it into bankruptcy, the unions are going to get crushed. If the administration is going to the Wall Street Journal and publicly saying we need UAW retirees to take more health care concessions, these are not good signs, man. Hey, Doug, thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Lawrence in Longmont. Lawrence, how you doing? Hello. Hey, Lawrence. Hello.
I think you've got me. It's Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Okay. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Sure.
Hey, look, I just wanted to say this. You know, the message that the administration has sent here is scary for union workers. I mean, we didn't just spend union dues to go out there and help get him elected. We personally pounded the streets for him. The reason we did was because the whole situation with the Bush administration was basically an attack on us. And it's obvious that corporate America is unwilling or unable to protect American jobs. So I think that this would be a real crime if we weaken the unions now when we need them the most.
What's your solution?
Well, for one, I think the Employee Free Choice Act would help so we could organize more members, because I think it's up to the unions to negotiate strong contracts so that we can protect these jobs.
Yeah, well, the problem is, again, this is the problem, right, is that we can, you know, unions can negotiate strong contracts, but if you've got a government that is actively working to abrogate those contracts, it effectively, this is the whole point here, it undermines the whole concept of the union. If you've got a government that's really saying we're going to use our leverage to undermine union contracts, that is, I think, a deeper threat to the entire concept of unions. And it's really troubling. It's really, really troubling. And folks, I think that it comes out of it's not Barack Obama as much as it is who he put around himself. Now, maybe you can say, well, that's his decision. That is him. Right, but when you put a Wall Street raider, a corporate raider, a hedge fund guy who has no experience in the auto industry, Steve Rattner, when you put him in charge of public policy overseeing the auto industry, it shouldn't be a shock that you're going to get a public policy that says the problem is workers and what we must do is crush unions. Jeff, thanks for the call, man. 303-713-7600. Give us a call, weigh in. You think the Obama administration is handling this auto industry situation correctly? Specifically, do you accept the assumption that the big problem is auto workers' pay and that therefore we should cut auto workers' pay and auto worker retiree health care? Is that the right strategy? 303-713-7600. Couple lines open here. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
I think we should all get paid about 30, 40 bucks an hour.
Sure. Right? I mean, everyone should get paid a living wage. You know, man, and there's a mathematical way to figure out what a living wage is, meaning how much does it cost to subsist in a given place.
Well, they're doing that in Santa Fe, right?
That's right.
Livable wages.
Right. What they do.
I wonder
is
how it's going down there. We had a couple guests on a couple years ago talking about that.
We should check in with them.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that.
We should.
All right, no problem. And I'll take a look at traffic. Traffic is good for us this morning. Usual slow spots, speeds in the teens and 20s, southbound I-25 up in North Glen. Still pretty busy around downtown, but speeds are popping up into the 30s and 40s there after I-70. One small blip on the highway, a stalled vehicle southbound I-25 at Broadway. On the northbound side, starting to fill in there in the bridges at Downey Street, going to break free at 6th Avenue. Other spots, stop and go, southbound 225, Parker Road down to 25, and on eastbound 6th Avenue, Kipling, all the way to the interstate. If you're traveling the high country, Loveland Pass is shut down. They will send some emergency vehicles through the tunnel
here at the top of the hour, so expect some 20-minute delays. One small crash on the surface streets back in Denver, westbound Hamden, just east of Parker Road. Your forecast, partly cloudy, windy, but warmer with a high of 47 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 26. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious...
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Now you can win the weight loss struggle once and for all. Cleanse to Thin is a two-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Leptopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
Representatives and the White House, and tell them to support the mortgage holiday that's supported by the majority of Americans. For details, visit SaveOurEconomy.com, paid for by Mark Hemstreet.
7:52, now's the time we talk to Michael Spear, Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage. He gives us an update on the markets at this time. I always ask him if he's got some good news, to give us any good news he's got. It hasn't been good news, at least not yesterday. You can reach Michael Spear at 303-749-2770. Again, 303-749-2770. All right, Mike, what do you got for us?
Well, we've got the Dow up a little bit today. We're regaining some of yesterday's pullback, and yesterday's pullback was not a real major surprise. The Dow is up about 40 right now, David. The NASDAQ Composite is up 19. The S&P is up 4. The Russell's up 2. So we are seeing a modest increase to today's markets on the open here. I think the most important thing is that people take a real proactive stance with their investments. Don't use the buy and ignore or the buy and hold or the buy and wish method of investing. That doesn't mean you have to be a day trader, but there's something between being a day trader and just putting money in and forgetting about it. We can't let our portfolios get cut in half again before we step in. So it's never too late to get started, though. Give us a call at Presidential Brokerage. I think you'll find our approach different and refreshing and helpful. So give us a holler at the office here. We'll set up a time to get together, have a cup of coffee. If it makes sense to do something, we will. If not, we might even send you another direction. We'll have to just see how it goes.
303-749-2770. Again, Mike Spear with the Presidential Brokerage. I totally agree, man. You cannot just buy and hold. You've got to be active in this. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, David.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month, and thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
At John Deere, we don't just build tractors. We build our reputation every day. Whether it's a Gator utility vehicle, an EasyTrac zero-turn mower, or one of our new 3E-series tractors, it's built the best way we know how. That's why they're smart investments. Especially now during deer season with great financing at your John Deere dealer. Now more than ever, nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Colorado Equipment in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Holly.
Could have been 756, that's Nick Drake. That's what's in my iPod. I love Nick Drake, although he kind of makes you feel like you want to commit suicide. He's awesome, though. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's get to a couple more calls if we can before the top of the hour. Bob in Denver. Bob, hello. Hey, Bob.
Hello, John. Hello.
Hi, it's Dave Sirota.
I'm trying to give Obama the benefit of the doubt, but there's a movie Ritz-Carlton was in, I think it was called Whistling Dixie, made in the 1940s, where he's in the Civil War, and he has a mission to accomplish, and he has to get across the battle lines, and he takes a Union uniform and a Confederate uniform and a Union and a Confederate flag, and he splits them, and he walks down the middle of the battlefield with the side, you know, the Confederate side showing on the Confederate side of the Union, and it stops the battle. The only trouble is, halfway through the battlefield, the wind shifts, and they see the opposite. And then the firefight starts all over again. And to me, I think Obama's trying to walk between two warring factions.
That's totally right. He has not decided which side he's on. That's exactly the point. Great point, Bob. Thanks for the call. All right. Linda in Littleton, real quick before the top of the hour. Got 30 seconds.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
I think the problem is that people don't have the money in their pockets to be able to stimulate the economy. I think we're going about it backwards. We're delaying the inevitable by giving the money to corporations, companies, banks, whoever it might be, because they're still going to be in the same boat in 3 more months. We still can't buy cars. We still can't pay for houses. We still can't buy our medications, our food, send our kids to college. If we'd taken all this money and given $1 million into the hands of every adult in this country, which we had plenty of money with this stimulus package. We could have done exactly that. The government would have had 50% of it back instantly in taxes. That would have left every adult with $500,000 in their pocket. How many houses could we have bought? How many cars? How many kids could have gone to college?
You're totally, you're absolutely right. The point here is that if you give money to regular people, as opposed to simply giving it to the elite, you're going to get a better economy. Great call. All right, stick around after the top of the news. We're going to talk about some oil and gas stuff here in Colorado. Okay, now the top of the national news.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Miss Universe thinks Guantanamo Bay is a great vacation spot.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, honey, how was your day?
It was good, but I've been thinking, I don't know how we can afford for you to go back to school right now.
Actually, I've been researching CSU Global Campus. They have affordable rates and a tuition guarantee, so my tuition will never go up. And with online classes, I can work full-time and do my coursework in the evenings on my own schedule.
It's all online? Are you sure that's a real degree?
Of course it is. CSU Global Campus is part of the world-class Colorado State University system, so it's a real degree designed to fit into my real life. Undergraduate and graduate programs will help me at work right now before I even earn my degree.
Okay, that sounds great. Since CSU Global Campus's online program is so convenient and affordable, this would be the perfect time for you to go back to school.
Complete your bachelor's or earn your master's degree online from CSU Global Campus. CSUGlobal.org. Real university. Real degree. Real affordable. Really. Register now for May or June start dates. Go to CSUGlobal.org or call 800-920-6723 today.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A man's home may still be his castle, but that castle is not worth the king's ransom it would have fetched a few years ago. The latest Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller report shows that home prices in 20 cities across the country fell by a record 19% in the latest 12-month period. S&P Chief Economist David Blitzer says the market may not improve before late this year.
We will see sales pick up well before we see prices pick up. When sales pick up, it's people coming in and bottom fishing and looking for a bargain. And if they don't see the bargain, then they're going to wait.
And prices are down almost 30% from the peak in 2006. Wall Street is hoping for more encouraging news in a report on consumer confidence that's due for release momentarily. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up about 46 points. President Obama is on his way to London, where the world financial crisis will be the major issue at this week's G20 meeting. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Countries representing 85% of the world's economies will be at the table. They obviously won't solve the crisis, but the president hopes for a unity message. The White House downplays the philosophical split between President Obama's economic stimulus approach and the European call for more regulation of the financial sector. The president says both strategies are needed, and that's the message he'll deliver to the other world leaders.
The difficult economy has more people giving more thought to putting off retirement. People like 61-year-old Bob Dobkin.
My investments are not worth as much as they were before the downturn in the economy, and I just think it's prudent to wait a while.
A survey commissioned by AARP found that one out of six people over 45 expects to delay retirement. Joe Schoolboy's chances of becoming Joe College could depend on how much he knows and how much money his parents have. Education consultant Robert Sevier says schools caught in a financial bind are accepting more students who can pay their own way. That means less fortunate students will really have to crack the books.
If you have ability or if you have means, it's just a great opportunity to be a student.
At least 20 African immigrants drowned when a jam-packed boat capsized off the coast of Libya. Jean-Philippe Chosy with the International Organization for Migration fears that the death toll could rise substantially.
The search and rescue operations have now ended. That probably means that those 210-odd migrants are still missing at sea. I mean, their chances of survival are probably decreasing by the minute.
Federal health officials say Americans should say nuts to pistachios. They could be infected with salmonella. The FDA's Dr. David Acheson says a California company is recalling more than 2 million pounds of nuts after salmonella turned up in routine testing by the Kraft Food Company.
The firm that's recalling them is a wholesaler, and as the investigation unfolds, we'll have a better idea of exactly which products are contaminated with salmonella or potentially contaminated.
So far, the government has no reports of anyone taking ill. This is CBS News.
For us, it's simple. When we build a Mercedes-Benz, we maintain the very highest standards of structural, mechanical, and design integrity. Before you drive off in a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, a different kind of integrity comes into play. Our integrity as a company. That's why every certified pre-owned vehicle also comes with roadside assistance and warranty coverage for up to 5 years or 100,000 miles. All to ensure that every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is just that. A true Mercedes-Benz. Visit your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for details.
See dealer for complete details on warranty coverage and road status. This is certified pre-owned limited warranty provides coverage for 1 year up to 100,000 total vehicle miles from the expiration date of the original 4 year 50,000 mile Mercedes-Benz new vehicle limited warranty or from the time of pre-owned purchase if the original limited warranty has expired.
Check out our exciting model lineups by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today, mbusa.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. There's a bloodletting of jobs at the state's largest blood collection agency. Bonfils Blood Center isn't seeing the business it did when the economy was healthier. Two of the company's seven metro area centers are closing, 40 jobs lost. Bonfils says people aren't having as many elective surgeries in the down economy. Denver's Sheriff's Union is trying to block the mayor's firing of 11 deputies.
Mayor Hickenlooper fired the deputies this month after the union rejected his request for concessions to help the city deal with its budget shortfall. While the union representing the deputies says they were fired in an act of retaliation and their departure will affect public safety.
AM 760's Joe Chiaro says a Denver district judge will decide today whether to issue a preliminary injunction. A judge has ordered the Boulder County Commission to approve a church expansion plan within 45 days. The U.S. District Court order means the Rocky Mountain Christian Church can proceed with a $30 million expansion project. Wildlife officials have relocated a mountain lion which killed a small dog in Boulder's Highland Park neighborhood yesterday. The 10-month-old cougar had previously been tagged and is part of the division's Front Range Mountain Lion study. The dog's owner says the lion attacked the dog on her deck. Sports: Nuggets host the Knicks tonight at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
where for the most part it's been a quiet drive as you're making your way around Denver. We had some earlier delays on the southbound side of I-25 right around Broadway. There was a stalled out car there. They've since moved it. However, we're still seeing slowdowns in those usual spots like southbound 2 1/4 after Parker Road up towards Yosemite and DTC. It's also dragging as you're heading north on I-25 out of the tech center, taking you up to Yale. Breaks loose for a little bit, then bogs down again at DU. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious deli meal free as a new casino player. Hungry yet? Take I-70 to exit 243, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley. Some restrictions apply.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. Intelligentoffice.com.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
807, I'm David Sirota. Filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. In the first couple hours, we talked about whether the Obama administration, whether you think the Obama administration is handling the auto worker bailout. I shouldn't say the auto worker bailout, the auto industry bailout well. Wall Street Journal story says that the administration's underlying goal is to balance the auto companies' books on the backs of auto workers through cuts to retiree health care. And in the second hour, in this hour, as I promised, we're going to do a bunch of local stories, although obviously the auto industry is local to everybody. It's an industry that employs up to 3 million people. And we've invited, to get into our local hour here, we've invited Rich Alward, who is a member, an environmental scientist from Grand Junction, and serves in a volunteer capacity on the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. If you've been following the news, you know that the commission has put forward new rules to regulate, tighten the regulation of oil and gas exploration and drilling here in Colorado. And he wrote an op-ed in the Grand Junction Sentinel addressing the idea, or the canard, that the oil and gas rules are some sort of horrible tax on industry and are the reason why the industry has slowed down some of its drilling. This is a major issue throughout the state. Obviously, oil and gas revenues are a huge part of the Colorado economy. And so we invited Rich to come on the show and walk us through these myths and tell us why they're myths. Rich, thanks for taking the time.
Certainly. Good to be here, David.
So I guess the first question is, before we get into some of these myths, why did you feel the need to write this? I mean, how prevalent, how powerful is the industry's propaganda saying that these new oil and gas rules are so bad? Just for listeners, just to key them in, the legislature last time around passed by a very wide margin a bill asking the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission to formulate new rules that take into account public health and the environment. So rules, for instance, mandating, as just one example, how far away from a river, a water source, you can drill. And the oil and gas industry has subsequently gone kind of nuts. They don't want any more regulation. And so my question for you, Rich Alward of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the first question is, why do you feel the need to write this op-ed? How prevalent, how powerful is the industry's propaganda? How much do you think it's getting out there?
Well, I think it's clearly getting out there. It's the dominant discourse, and it's not doing any good for the people of Colorado to have that be the dominant discourse. That, you know, I'm kind of naive on the policy side in that I think that new policy is put forth because it's the will of the people, that the people of Colorado identified a problem and said we want to do things differently, that people of Colorado said, yes, we want an oil and gas industry but that thrives and that provides jobs, but we also want more. We want what we came to Colorado for, why we still live in Colorado, the incredible natural environments, the clean air, and at least in my part of the state, the clean water. And so that we want it all. And that's what the legislation from 2007 was about, was how do we continue to foster an industry that provides a lot of really good things for Colorado and the country, while still protecting the people of Colorado. And that, to me, is what the discourse was back in 2007. That was the dominant discourse. And the industry has done what every industry does, you know, and what you and I would do. We don't like new rules being imposed on us. Nobody does. And so they're doing what they ought to do, which is to try to minimize what rules get put on them and what share of the costs they're being asked to carry. You know, that's why one of my arguments is that there are no new costs involved in rules. The true costs are always out there. If it's just who bears those costs. Is it the person whose water is suddenly, you know, their well water suddenly has benzene in it? Is it the hunting guide who no longer has clients because they don't want to go out to areas that are crisscrossed with roads and rigs and heavy trucks? Is it the nurse who suffers ill effects because she's doing her job treating a worker who was involved in an accident? Is it the firefighter who goes out to a well pad and doesn't know what chemicals he's confronting? You know, all those people are bearing costs, and what these rules do is change who's carrying some of those costs. There's no change in the total number of costs out there. It's just how the books are kept, who has to account for them. And that, to me, is what dialogue we need to be having, is how do we fairly do that, and not just don't do it to me, but how can we do this so that we're still having lots of jobs being offered in both the industry and in all the other in the oil and gas industry, as well as all the other industries in all parts of the state that contribute to our economy.
We're talking to Rich Alward, a environmental scientist who is in a volunteer capacity on the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. The commission, as anybody who's been following the news here in Colorado, just issued new rules trying to better regulate, from an environmental and public health perspective, the oil and gas industry. All right, let's walk through some of these myths. Rich has written an op-ed in the Grand Junction Sentinel walking through some of these myths. You say, myth one, uncertainty about the implementation of new rules is what is driving oil and gas exploration from Colorado. All right, tell us why that's a myth. And that's, again, just for listeners, that's what the oil and gas industry is saying right now.
And if there was uncertainty, and, I mean, there certainly is uncertainty about the rules. I'm not denying that there's some truth to these myths, but that they're not what's driving the industry at this point. That when we grant a permit to drill, that permit is good for 1 year. And last year in 2008, we granted a record number of over 8,000 permits. Fewer than 4,000 of those have been drilled. And we're going to have approved almost 2,000 permits up through the end of March of this year. So that means that there are 4,000 or more permits that are grandfathered under the old rules. And so if the rules were the big issue driving the decrease in oil and gas activity in Colorado, the operators would be trying to drill out all these permits that are grandfathered under the old rules. Since they're not doing that, since they're idling rigs in Colorado just like they are everywhere else in the country, everywhere else in North America, what that says is it's the general economy that's causing the slowdown in Colorado. That's the driving force. The new rules might have a component in there, but they're not the driving force.
All right, myth two. And for those tuning in, we're talking to Rich Alward, an environmental scientist and a volunteer member of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which has issued new rules dealing with trying to re-regulate the oil and gas industry, or not re-regulate, but regulate the oil and gas industry here in Colorado. He has written an op-ed in the Grand Junction Sentinel that I suggest everybody check out. Goes through the myths and lies and half-truths being pushed out there by the oil and gas industry about these rules. All right, myth two. Drilling activity is slowing down faster in Colorado than anywhere else in the United States, and drilling rigs from Colorado are therefore being moved to other states. All right, what's the truth on that?
Okay, first I want to make it clear that with the drilling rig counts, there are a number of different outfits that count rigs. And so we're hearing people pulling numbers from all different outfits that are doing rig counts. And I don't have any reason to doubt that all the outfits are doing the job correctly, but they're all coming up with different numbers. So I want to make it clear that I'm using numbers provided by a Baker Hughes out of Houston, Texas, who does rig counts all throughout North America and has a long history of doing it. And I like using them because the numbers are free. They're available online. Anybody can check and see if I'm saying things, if I'm representing them correctly. Nobody has to pay a lot of money to find out if these numbers are correct. So anybody can check and see if I'm right or wrong. According to the Baker Hughes, and I don't have in front of me the most recent numbers. They put out numbers weekly. Roughly 50% of the rigs in Colorado have been idled, so they're no longer actively drilling. And we're seeing very similar numbers throughout the Rocky Mountain states. New Mexico, well over 50%. Utah, over 50%. Wyoming, just under 50%. So we're right on par with our neighboring states as far as how many rigs are no longer drilling. So again, unless every other state is watching Colorado and saying those rules are going to affect us too, it's not the rigs that are driving the activity. If I remember correctly, even Canada now has about a 70% decline in rig activity. So this is
energy industry wide.
Right. So this is all North America, global actually. So that even, you know, Texas is down over 50%. Oklahoma's down almost 50%. So we're not out of the what would be expected based on what's going on throughout North America.
We're talking to Rich Alward, of the an environmental scientist out in Grand Junction. He is in a volunteer capacity, serves on the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which has issued controversial new rules, at least controversial in the media, or the oil and gas industry is trying to make them out to be controversial. These new rules take into account public health and environmental concerns. All right, last myth, and we can't get to all of them, but Rich has published an op-ed in the Grand Junction Sentinel addressing a lot of these myths that are out there about these rules. All right, the last one, we will link this op-ed on our podcast. Delaying the implementation of the rules will benefit the people of Colorado. That's the industry's big, that's what they want to do. They want to try to delay these rules from being put in place by the legislature, ratified by the legislature. Why do you think that's a myth?
Well, one of the things, you know, as I started off with this morning, just that the rules were implemented by the legislature because the people of Colorado said this is what we want. We want some balance. We want responsible industries. And that's what the rules strive to achieve. So they're protecting municipal water supplies and protecting critical wildlife habitat, providing information for first responders so that they know what they're encountering. Delaying these rules just delays making those services available to the people of Colorado. And we've already, since there's all those current permits that have been grandfathered in, a lot of these rules aren't going to go into full effect for a year or so, just because operators will be able to use permits that have been grandfathered in. And since, I mean, and the job loss is terrible. There's really, the people on the ground who I work with in the oil and gas industry are good, hardworking people, and I don't want to see them losing their jobs. But the oil and gas industry is making decisions, rational decisions based on the economics, not to drill as much as they have been before. People are getting laid off because of the economic situation globally. And since that's what's causing the job layoffs and the drilling slowdown is the economic slowdown, delaying the rules will have no effect on jobs.
That's exactly right. I couldn't agree with you more. Rich Howard, environmental scientist from Grand Junction, serves on in a volunteer capacity on the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. He's got an op-ed in the Grand Junction Sentinel. We'll link it to our podcast today. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks. Good to talk with you and your listeners.
Good to talk with you. All right, 821. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. In this hour, we just heard from about the new oil and gas rules in Colorado. Give us a call. You think these are a good idea? Do you think that we need the legislature to be acting right now to toughen the rules on oil and gas drilling? Or do you think now's not the time to do it? You know, we can't change the rules right now. The economy is in a dire straits, and the last thing we want to do is to re-regulate or better regulate or in a more tough fashion regulate the oil and gas industry, a huge part of Colorado's economy. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. I'm on the side of regulation. I think the oil and gas industry shouldn't be allowed to run rampant throughout the state and drill wherever it wants. I think we should have common sense rules that say the oil and gas, you know, you can't drill near a water supply. And I also think, and I made this point in a New York Times article, a New York Times magazine article a couple months ago, and it was kind of controversial. I got a little bit of hate mail. I made the point that you know, a lot of our economy is actually based on sectors of the economy that if are not antithetical to oil and gas drilling, then at least aren't based on oil and gas drilling. You know, we hear a lot about how important oil and gas is to the state of Colorado, and it is important. But there are other sectors of the economy, the tourism industry, the white collar industries where people have moved here in order to be around our open spaces that have other interests than simply drilling as much as possible. What do you think? Is now the time to toughen the regulations on oil and gas drilling here in Colorado? 303-713-7600. After the break, we'll go to your calls, and we're going to go to Dee Dee DePerson to tell us about some potential new health care benefits that you may be eligible for if you are down and out in this economy. 303-713-7600. It's 823. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, Dave, crews have cleared up our lone accident right now. Hamden at Parker Road. Things getting through a little bit smoother there. Our stop-and-go jams now on southbound 25, extending from 58th Avenue down to Spear Boulevard. Speeds going to be in the teens there. You want to add about 5 to 10 minutes to that trip. Also stop-and-go southbound 225 Parker Road down to the I-25 interchange. Northbound side looking pretty good. Maybe hit the brakes there around the spillway. Will break loose there around Iliff, though. Also, kind of busy eastbound C-470 in Littleton, Wadsworth to Platte Canyon, again in Highlands Ranch, beginning at Broadway. On 25 heading northbound, going to hit small snags from Bellevue to Evans, and again from the Downey Street Bridge to 6th Avenue. But right now, we are accident-free around the metro. Your forecast partly...
Want to learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life with solar and save money doing it? Then join Independent Power Systems at the Highlands Ranch Solar Community Event Tuesday, March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Southridge Rec Center. Learn how solar power works and how you can save more than 60% on solar at this free workshop. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts, will demystify the solar rebate and tax credit and tell you how to save even more with their community pricing discount. Learn what to look for in a solar contractor and what you can do to eliminate your electric bill for life. Join Independent Power Systems March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch South Ridge Rec Center. Space is limited. Reserve your seat today at solarips.com/Southridge to register.
That's solarips.com/Southridge. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how.
And operate it. And they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that. And I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great. The selection is great. And you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
This weekend, you're invited to sample delicious foods and amazing savings at the Sam's Club Taste of Spring Open House. Everyone is welcome. From Easter dinner to the season's first barbecue, plan the perfect menu at an exceptional value. Premium spiral cut hams, black pepper and portobello mushroom pork loin, fresh coconut cake, and more. See how much you can save by looking for the insert in Wednesday's newspaper. Then experience the savings by shopping as our guest. This weekend only at the Sam's Club Taste of Spring Open House.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed, and I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
A27. It's like shaping up to be a pretty nice day. I heard it's going to go up to somewhere in the 50s, I think. 303-713-7600. That's the number. Get in on the conversation. This hour, we're talking about a bunch of local issues. We started off this hour talking about the new Colorado Oil and Gas Commission rules. Whether you're throwing out the question whether you think it's a good idea to toughen regulation on oil and gas in this state in a recession, or whether you think it's not a very good idea. Before we hit the phones, though, we're going to go to Dede DePerson. Dede DePerson is the executive director of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. Coloradans who've lost their jobs can now qualify for federal aid to help cover the cost of health insurance if they know how to get it. Money in the federal stimulus package is subsidizing payments for COBRA, stopgap health insurance, that lets unemployed workers extend their employer-sponsored coverage for up to 18 months. And for workers laid off from small companies, those with 20 employees or fewer, there is a state law guaranteeing federal subsidies. So we've asked Dede DePerson to come on and tell us how people can go about getting these benefits. Hi, Dede. How you doing?
Great. Thanks so much for having me on the show again.
Sure. Okay. So tell people, tell us who qualifies and what you have to do if you do qualify to get these benefits.
Well, anybody. The first sort of criteria of eligibility is if you were laid off from your job after September 1st, 2008. And if you were, you may, and there are other qualifications, but you may qualify for a 65% subsidy from the federal government in the stimulus package toward your COBRA premium. And so really the word we're trying to get out is if you turned it down, you may have a second option to opt back in using the subsidy, particularly for over 20 employees. But it's really important for folks to know that there's this sort of second round and a second option in the subsidy available.
Now, this state law, is this an old state law or is it a new state law?
It's actually an existing state law. Many states, because COBRA only covers 20 and more employees, many of states have passed what they call mini COBRAs, and in Colorado it's called Colorado Continuance, that mirrors the COBRA law for employers who have less than 20 employees, and it's very similar. The only difference with Colorado continuance in terms of using this federal subsidy is that there isn't going to be that look-back period. So you'll be able to get the subsidy going forward, but you're not going to have that second chance to opt in.
We're talking to Dee Dee DePerson, who's giving us an update on the new money and the stimulus and how it can possibly help you if you've been hit pretty hard by this economy.
And I think,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the important thing is most people, when they get laid off, look at COBRA. And I was on a couple months ago talking about how much COBRA premiums, the average, eats up of unemployment. And it's a huge number. It's like 75% for families and 35 or 25% for individuals. Most people take a look at that and say, there's no way I can afford that. I don't know when I'm going to be employed again. And said, no, I'm not going to do my COBRA. And for some folks, under these new rules with the subsidy, they're going to have a chance to say, okay, if it's subsidized 65%, maybe I can afford it until I get that next job.
And again, this is new money that was in the federal stimulus bill.
Correct.
How many people, do we have any idea how many people in Colorado will be eligible for this? How many people in Colorado can expect, I mean, is it a couple hundred, is it a couple thousand? I mean, where are we?
You know, we've been trying to get those numbers, and so have other folks, and we can't actually find them anywhere. I mean, clearly at the federal level, they had some idea of what they thought the numbers would be. But, for example, if I laid somebody off, I have 9 staff. What would happen is I would keep them on our insurance, and they would write me a check every month. So it wouldn't really be clear to anybody that they'd been laid off and were on the continuation until, you know, the very end. And so it's really, really hard to get numbers, and we don't know them. We're going to work on some ways, I think, to try to figure out how to do that.
Where can people find out information about whether they're eligible and how to apply?
Well, in somewhat typical federal fashion, there are a lot of different agencies that have sort of some hand in this, the IRS, Treasury, and Department of Labor. But there are two things folks can do.
I'm glad they made it simple.
Well, there's model laws and model notices that they've developed really just last week. But there are two things people can do. One is we're going to put a link on our website at cohealthinitiative.org to some pretty simple explanations of exactly how the details of this work. It's just a couple pages long that I think is pretty accessible for folks. And then the other thing folks need to do is actually call their employer, because if they got a COBRA offer when they were first terminated, they should be getting a second letter for the most part. Smaller employees maybe not, but they should be getting a second letter, a second notice about the opt-in. So I would call their employer or their benefits administrator and say, hey, am I going to be eligible for this?
All right. Dee Dee DePerson, the executive director of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. Give us that website address again.
Sure. It's www.cohealthinitiative.org.
Okay, and as we said, these are new benefits potentially for people in Colorado who are on COBRA and in the stimulus package. So if you've been laid off, if you're on COBRA, if you're headed onto COBRA, it's worth a click or two to figure out whether you're eligible for this, because, I mean, this is a pretty serious benefit, right?
It is. It's huge. And, you know, we are trying so hard to get the word out, and I really appreciate your help, because people need to know we already have an above-average number of uninsured in the state, and this economic time, we're really trying to help people know that there might be something out there for them that allows them to keep their insurance through this transition.
And kudos, by the way, to the Obama administration and the Congress for including this. I mean, this is exactly the kind of stimulus money that will be spent as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and wisely, too, I think. I mean, it's really, if we can keep people on between jobs, that's a huge, huge benefit, and they really recognize that people in this economy need some help, because they're trying to choose, particularly on unemployment, between mortgage and food and heat and health care, and often, you know, that premium looks just too much to afford.
Dee Dee DePerson, the executive director of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. Hey, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks as always.
Okay.
Take care.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. After the break, we're going to go back to the phones. The big question of the hour that I'm throwing out there is whether you think it's a good or bad idea to toughen the regulations on the oil and gas industry in this state. We heard at the top of the hour from a member of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which is heading up that effort, And these regulations are about to pass the legislature. They toughen everything from where you can drill for oil and gas. Can you drill near? How far away from a water source you can drill? To whether you can drill in the middle of a wildlife migration pattern. Is this a good or bad idea to do right now in the middle of a recession? The oil industry says it's a terrible idea. The oil and gas industry has pulled back some of its drilling because oil and gas prices have gone down somewhat. But they say that these rules will make it even harder to drill in Colorado. Is that going to be bad for our economy in this recession? Or do you think, hey, look, the oil and gas is here. It's a valuable commodity. The oil and gas companies are going to come here and drill it. And if we don't protect public health, if we don't protect our open spaces, then we're going to hurt other parts of our economy and other parts of our society. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Phone lines are open. So if you call up, it's not going to be that long a wait time. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, it looks like we're starting to clear a little bit early on the freeways around Denver, David. Stop and go just a couple different spots. Leaving Aurora, southbound 225 from the Parker Curve down to the interchange there in Lone Tree and the Tech Center. Also stop and go southbound 25 now from 70 past Spear Boulevard. Traffic heading towards Boulder. Going to hit some snags there. Sheridan to McCaslin as you're traveling westbound on the turnpike, eastbound back to shape there from Federal up to I-25. Only other residual jams there is on 25 heading in and out of downtown. Northbound side from Emerson Street to University and again from Downing Street to 6th Avenue. So basically all through the bridges up to around 6th Avenue. High wind advisory on 76 between Fort Morgan and the Nebraska state line. Also might be a little slippery on 70 in the high country. Icy and snowpack spots east of the Eisenhower Tunnel past Eagle. Your forecast, partly cloudy, windy, but warmer with a high of 47. Your current downtown temperature is 28 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop at King Soopers. They've just lowered prices on dozens of the fruits and vegetables you buy.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about finishing your bachelor's degree or even your master's degree, but you just don't think you have the time or resources to make it happen? Think again. CSU Global has 100% online degree programs that live up to the standards and quality of the Colorado State University system. That's right. CSUGlobal.org is a real university providing a real degree. Now that's something impressive to add to your resume. Through our commitment to meet the standards of new and emerging industries, CSU Global provides career-relevant training and education to build the workforce needed to maintain a strong economy and a high quality of life in our communities. Our student-centric approach means that we work to make your degree fit your lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723. Lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
Thermal Advantage has just arranged to evaluate a new line of replacement windows. These windows must be tested in real homes like yours for energy efficiency. Many homes are needed. Would you allow them to install the new test windows in your home? They'll almost give you the windows, and all participants will receive a check monthly over a 2-year period for keeping track of the energy efficiency of the new test windows. If you could use new windows for your home, you must call right away. 24 hours, 303-430-SAVE.
Hey, 41, little Steve Miller. Steve Miller was like the first concert I ever went to. That guy rules. Love that guy.
Dude, we used to, in high school... We used to go get in line for Steve Miller up at Red Rocks at like 4 o'clock in the morning so we could get good seats. And back then you could take like big like milk jugs full of vodka up there and wait in line. It was
nice.
Horrible, dude. Horrible. But yeah, Steve Miller was fun.
He's awesome, man. He's like timeless. All right. Let's go to the phones. 303-713-7600, the open question of the hour. The effort to regulate the Colorado oil and gas industry, is it a good idea or a bad idea in a recession? Or is that whole paradigm wrong? I mean, maybe that paradigm, we shouldn't even talk about it, that paradigm. I mean, I actually don't think that regulating oil and gas drilling and exploration on behalf of public health and environmental concerns should be antithetical to economic development. I think they're one and the same in a state that makes a lot of money, whose economy relies not only on oil and gas exploration, but also on our open spaces, our environment, preserving the beauty of this state, and obviously preserving the basic health of this state. We make a lot of economic gains in the state because we're not Wyoming, right? Wyoming is if you drive up through Wyoming, you can see what unbridled, truly unbridled oil and gas drilling looks like. And it is not pretty, folks. Let's go to the phones. Terry in Denver. Terry.
Hey, David. Yeah, I do agree with your general premise about regulating the oil companies. But I have to say something more on the COBRA extension.
Yes, we talked to Dee Dee DePerson about the additional benefits that people can get for health care in this state.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing. But I want to say this. I'm with Healthcare for All Colorado, pushing for single payer. And if you look at that plan carefully, or not even carefully, just even superficially, what they're doing, which is going to be very helpful for people, and I'm for that, but it's going to be giving our tax dollars to insurance companies one more time. You know, so if somebody had Blue Cross with their employer, the feds are going to help out us taxpayers keep that coverage with Blue Cross, which is good to have coverage. But again, this is such a broken system that we're actually subsidizing insurance companies, and they love this. And in the initial stimulus, he wanted to President Obama wanted to get these people on Medicaid that lost their jobs, you know. So,
right. I mean, the COBRA extension is definitely a subsidy to the private insurance industry. That is absolutely true. And I completely agree that what we need to be doing is moving towards a universal, ideally single-payer, government-sponsored healthcare system, and that one that does not simply subsidize the private insurance industry. However, in an economic crisis, in the short term, we need to also make sure that people aren't thrown off their health care. I'm not saying you're saying anything different, but you're right. The COBRA, the extension of COBRA, and the help to subsidize COBRA is a stopgap measure. It is not a solution. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to John on I-70. John.
Hello, how are you this morning?
All right.
I just wanted to make a couple of points regarding oil and gas. There are more than 4,000 wells that are permitted right now that could be drilled under the existing rule system. In other words, the oil and gas industry in no way would have to meet the new gas rules to put these wells in, yet they're still pulling the rigs out of the state.
They're already drilled is what you're saying.
No, they're not drilled.
They're not drilled. They're permitted.
They're permitted and grandfathered under the old rules.
Right,
there's
right.
Nothing to stop them. I am not sure, but it would be interesting for you to check out whether or not these permits will expire in a year or so, in which case they'd have to go in back in under the new rules. All the scare tactics that I've heard for the last 18 months are just that. If we put these rules and regulations in place, the oil gas industry will collapse. Well, the decrease in the number of rigs in Colorado is similar to other states. And one point is, if making these people adhere to rules is so onerous, why are we not withdrawing all the rules for the coal companies, for municipalities that have to spend money in cleaning up wastewater?
Right. And that's a really good point. The oil and gas industry arguing that it can't, that it that these rules are limiting its ability to drill, when in fact it already has permits that are grandfathered in, outstanding permits that are grandfathered in. I mean, that just makes no sense. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yes. And the new rules are not that onerous. There's absolutely nothing being added in the new rules regarding revegetation. The existing oil and gas rules are two paragraphs long for revegetation. If you're a coal mine, the revegetation rules are 9 pages long. I mean, these rules are not in any way extremely strict. Only 5 streams in northwestern Colorado would have the rules applied to them.
And the thing is, these oil and gas rules, they were severely weakened over the course of the last year as the Oil and Gas Commission did hearings across the state. They were really, really weakened. They're still good rules. And Bill Ritter and the Democrats in the legislature should be commended for pushing them. But they were weakened. I mean, it's not like this commission ignored the oil and gas industry. A lot of concessions were made. Thanks for the call. Susan in Fort Collins. Hi, Susan.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Okay. My question is, I'm glad for any rules that, you know, that help hold anybody back from drilling because I'm more environmental. But have you heard about the uranium mining that they want to do up here in Weld County? And Weld County commissioners have, you know, it up for a vote. And they haven't gotten the permits yet, but they're thinking by 2010 they may do that. And it's 10 miles from Fort Collins, north of Fort Collins. And they're going to do possibly an open pit on the southern section, and then they're going to drill through 2 aquifers in northern Colorado near Nunn.
Wow. I had not heard of that.
Well, one of the aquifers goes all the way to Colorado Springs, and, you know, they're saying, well, the water's already been contaminated. This is one thing that High Country News did a really good article about it, but it really hasn't been said to anybody outside, like the, you know, northern Colorado area. And Denver needs to worry about it. I mean, it's going through an aquifer that's underneath Denver.
Wow, I had not heard of that. Thanks for I will click around and learn about it.
If you go to the Nunn Glow site, which is there's a rancher that's up there. He's right in the middle of it. They came to his door. They said they were going to drill. He doesn't want them drilling because they have selenium that they bring out with, you know, the uranium waste. And the selenium is bad for horses. He was going to have a horse property and train kids, you know, raise kids with, you know, horses and stuff. He doesn't know if he can even use his land.
Yeah, I mean, people think that drilling, you just throw the drill down there and you don't have to think about it because it's thousands of feet underground. But I tell you, folks, one thing is true. drilling creates all sorts of, can create all sorts of secondary issues,
right,
and secondary,
right,
problems, and we got to be aware of them.
This is supposedly in situ, but the same company is the company that left uranium waste down by Lake Powell in southern Colorado. I guess, you know, there was a huge mine right near the Colorado River. It's leaching into the Colorado River, and it's not good. And Weld County is thinking about giving them permits. If they do that, it'll go through the water that these people use up here in northern Colorado for their, you know, water that they get.
Yeah.
You know. So
well, thanks for flagging it for me. I will definitely take a look for it. Thanks again.
It'd be great if you could do something. Thanks.
Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye.
850, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. A couple open lines. The open question of the hour here is whether you think the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission should tighten regulation of oil and gas drilling in a tough economy. Is that going to hurt our economy, or is it a good idea? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Speeds going up, volumes going down around the highways in Denver. Just the normal jams there heading in and out of downtown on 25. Also busy heading towards Boulder on 36 from Sheridan to McCaslin, so not that bad of a stretch. We do have a new accident. First highway crash of the morning. Three vehicles involved, eastbound I-70 at Peoria. Already seeing folks hit the brakes at Havana. And a surface street crash, University at First there, right in front of Cherry Creek Mall. That's a busy intersection, so do expect about a 5 to 10 minute delay if you're heading in and out of Cherry Creek Mall area. Your forecast, partly sunny, breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 31 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, or buying your next vehicle, Colorado State Bank and Trust can help. They have money to lend at incredibly low rates. Call 303-863-4478 for one of 16 locations or on the web at csbt.com.
I found parts of Ward Churchill's essay extremely offensive.
Mario Solis marriage.
But that being said, for all the time that these right-wingers clamor about freedom and liberty, and the first shot they get somebody fired because they disagree with them.
Mario Solis marriage. Afternoons at 4.
He had committed a thought crime, and in Bush's America, that was not allowed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and cracked. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Now you can win the weight loss struggle once and for all. Cleanse to Thin is a two-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Leptopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Because you've neglected to file your taxes for a year or more? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to go it alone. With one easy phone call to Turnkey Tax Relief, you can find out what your tax settlement options are. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. It can all be taken care of quickly and could even reduce your tax debt by up to 97%. Turnkey Tax Relief is staffed by professionals, including former employees of the IRS. We understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. Whether you're behind in filing your taxes, paying your taxes, if you've forgotten to pay employee payroll taxes, it can be scary. You don't have to go it alone. Call Turnkey Tax Relief right now. It could save you thousands. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. That's 1-800-400-4029.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Again, 640-3900.
What is this?
It's Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass.
Oh, that's right.
It's Herb Alpert's birthday today.
Who's Herb Alpert?
The guy who conducted this music. You know, like Muzak, the originator of Muzak.
The originator of Muzak. All right, happy birthday to Muzak. All right, 856-303-713-7600, the open question, should we be re-regulating or better regulating the oil and gas industry here in Colorado during a recession? What do you think? Ed in Lakewood, what do you think?
What do I think? I think we need regulation, but I think we're also going the wrong direction. I lived through the embargo back in the 70s, and there was a lot of things going on back then. A lot of research and all kinds of things going on. Volvo come out with a car that supposedly would get a little diesel, three-cylinder diesel, get 100 miles to the gallon, and all kinds of things. And Popular Mechanics had a really neat article in there about a hydrogen cell. And can you imagine having a hydrogen cell in your car and getting 200,000 miles on a quart of water? You know, and I would like to know what happened to all that technology. I think we're just going the wrong direction.
So you think we're going the wrong way in terms of technological development?
Yeah, and can you imagine having a hydrogen cell in your in a little building up back of your house there, and it's running a motor, the hydrogen is running a motor, and it's running a generator. And so all your electricity is supplied. I mean, I would like to know what happened to all that technology. I mean,
that's the question that's the same question that people are asking the auto industry. And I definitely think it's an open question. We need to be doing better technologically. Thanks for the call. All right, Laurel, you're our last call. You got 30 seconds before we got to go to national news. Laurel.
Yeah. Hi, I'm a third generation oil company family person, and we didn't own them, but we worked for them. And I can just say from the culture that I picked up all my life that they definitely need to be watched. The rigs themselves are in remote locations. The culture of the oil company is roguish, and to begin with, you know,
their culture is drill, baby, drill, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're not looking out for anything else, but they have, it's sort of an American yee-haw kind of spirit. And
exactly.
And it perpetuates, it's dangerous.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Thanks for the call. All right. After the top of the news, we'll get back to the calls, 303-713-7600.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's progressive talk.
During the Great Depression, people were frantic to get their hands on gold. With the markets collapsing, people losing their homes, and banks going under, no one wanted to be left out in the cold without reliable assets like gold coins. Today, gold is in limited supply, but the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of coins gleaming in 24-karat gold, the beautiful gold koala. Minted by the Australian government and offered at a remarkable $98 per coin when you call 1-800-700-8926. Limit 5 per caller. Gold coins are harder to find than ever, and only a handful of countries have the rich natural resources required to mine this precious metal. But one of those countries is Australia, and the New York Mint has reached an exclusive agreement to release a limited quantity of Australia's glittering gold koala coins at just $98 each, limit 5 per caller. This is a special radio offer, so don't miss this rare opportunity to get your hands on gold affordably. Call 1-800-700-8926. 1-800-700-8926.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. More grim numbers from the housing industry. Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index has charted the steepest yearly drop in home prices on record in January, 19% in the country's 20 major cities. S&P's David Blitzer says the Sun Belt fared most poorly.
These are the worst hit parts of the country. In these cities, prices are down as much as 40 or 45% from their peak levels.
In several cities, including Washington, Las Vegas, Cleveland, and Los Angeles, the news was a bit better as the annual price skid eased somewhat. Well, consumers continue to be wary of where the economy is headed. The Conference Board's Lynn Franco says their Consumer Confidence Index is holding steady.
It just sort of says we're moving sideways, and that's not exactly good news. Consumers really don't foresee a turnaround over the course of the next 6 months. Just tells us that they're going to remain very cautious.
President Obama is on his way to London for this week's G20 summit. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer is covering Mr. Obama's debut on a global stage.
It is the start of a nearly 11,000-mile odyssey, Barack Obama's first overseas trip as president. His international leadership skills and his agenda on the economy, Afghanistan, and other global issues will be put to the test. Starting tomorrow, he'll have a whirlwind of meetings with British Prime Minister Brown and Queen Elizabeth and the leaders of India, Russia, China, and other countries. That all sets the stage for the G20 summit, a crucial meeting on the global economic crisis. Peter Mayer, CBS News, London.
Hold the pistachios. The FDA is cautioning people not to eat anything containing the nuts because they might be tainted with salmonella. The agency's Assistant Commissioner for Food Safety, Dr. David Acheson, tells CBS News there is no cause for panic.
There is no large outbreak. This is not like the peanut butter situation where we had a lot of illnesses and deaths. At this point, it's very precautionary. FDA is trying to get out ahead of the curve.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced a recall by Yamaha of all its Rhino 450 and 660 model off-road recreational vehicles. Yamaha says it will provide free repairs after 46 deaths and hundreds of injuries involving rollovers. The company is also suspending sales of these models until the repairs are made. Hundreds of people have apparently drowned in the Mediterranean Sea off Libya. The International Organization for Migration says it's confirmed with Libyan diplomatic sources that as many as three ships carrying illegal migrants trying to reach Italy have gone down. The group's Jean-Pierre Philippe Chauzy says the people fleeing Libya are at the mercy of those who traffic in the trade.
These smugglers show repeatedly they have no respect whatsoever for the security of those migrants, for their rights, for their dignity.
Workers facing layoffs at a Caterpillar factory in France are holding four of their bosses captive in the plant. That's according to union officials who describe this as a way to exert pressure on management to restart negotiations. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 88 points. This is CBS News.
Ma'am, I need you to slow down and tell me exactly what you saw.
Okay, officer. Well, he had these crazy, huge eyes, and he just stared at me.
Uh-huh. About how tall?
About 3 inches high, 6 inches wide. I think he was made of money, and he just stared.
Ma'am, that was the money you could be saving with Geico.
No, it wasn't.
Did you hear this music when you saw him?
Yes!
Have a good day, ma'am.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Here's your coffee.
No eggs this morning, Jerry?
No time. Gotta get to the post office. I owe taxes, and I've gotta make sure my payment isn't late.
You don't need to write a check and stand in line at the post office to pay your taxes. Just go online and pay through officialpayments.com/visa. It's easy and convenient. Use your Visa debit card and pay just $3.95.
I can pay online through official payments? Then I could eat breakfast. Hey, Chrissy, let me have two eggs over easy with a side of ham, some holy toast.
For information on fees and restrictions, visit officialpayments.com/visa. Pay through official payments and enjoy the comfort of knowing your taxes are officially paid.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update. Pueblo authorities linked a suspect's tire tracks from a field to his house in a first-degree murder case. Police have arrested a 64-year-old man for the murder of a 14-year-old girl whose partially nude body was found in a trash bag in that field near her home. The man had earlier complained to police that the seventh grader had been going through his mailbox. Coloradans report more fraud per capita than any other state in the country, and the state attorney general says there's been an increase in complaints. Jerry Cerrone tells 9 News she got a text message saying her credit card security had been breached. When she called the number listed, she reached an automated message, that is, asking for information.
Anytime somebody wants to know something that should be secure only to you, then you should stop immediately and not do it.
Cerrone hung up and notified police. Play it again, or maybe not. The recession is hurting the recycling business. The Denver Post reports factories in Asia that buy much of the country's recycled materials have been paying 70% less for the last several months. Recyclers like Waste Management in Denver are having to store recycled materials on site while they look for buyers. And wildlife officials have relocated a mountain lion which killed a small dog in Boulder's Highland Park neighborhood yesterday. The 10-month-old cougar had previously been tagged. The dog's owner says the lion attacked the dog on her deck. Sports: Nuggets host the Knicks at Pepsi Center tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crews are cleaning up a couple different crashes as this morning's commute is winding down. One of them a highway accident. This is I-70 in Peoria. The other one happened first in University. That one's going to take a little while longer to get out of the way. Sounds like some fluids are leaking there. Watch out for a possible accident and responding emergency personnel. Southbound I-25 near I-70 could kind of hang things up just north of downtown. We're seeing wintry driving conditions to and through Summit County along I-70. Loveland Pass still shut down in the high country due to bad weather. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether you're in the market to finance or lease equipment, buy a business, or manage your business cash flow, Colorado State Bank and Trust has the right solution for you. They've been supporting Colorado businesses since 1908. 303-863-4478 or on the web at csbt.com.
I'm like you. I'm a regular dude.
Ed Schultz.
Everybody makes a big deal out of that. Oh, are the Democrats, are they gonna be with Obama on the budget? On some things they will. On some things they won't. Hey, it's a new day.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1.
With this president and this administration, you can actually speak up. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to raise your hand and say, hey, what's happening?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
907, this is David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Before we get back to the phones, we're going to talk to Carl Frisch of Media Matters for America. Give us an update on what's going on in the world of conservative media. How you doing, Carl?
Doing all right, David. How are you?
Good. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to throw it open to you. Instead of going down all the different stuff that's out there, why don't you tell us what the sort of the leading ridiculous story is in the conservative media?
Well, it's so hard to pick just one.
Is it O'Reilly?
O'Reilly's always up there. His delusions and paranoia know no bounds. Of Amanda Turkle from Think Progress last week.
That was really crazy.
Yeah, and you know, one thing we pointed out, you know, it's hard to be critical of ambush journalism when it's done properly. Certainly consumer reporters all over this country at local network affiliates do a good job of holding corporations and businesses accountable for consumers. That is not Bill O'Reilly. we've documented numerous instances of his ambushes, and one thing that he's always said is that He has some very specific rules that he applies to those that he chooses to ambush. And two in particular are interesting to us. The first one, that the person has to be a public figure. How Amanda qualifies as a public figure, I do not know. excuse me. And second, he claims that he always gives the person an opportunity to come on his show, and if they refuse to do so, or if they refuse to submit a comment, that's when he goes after him. Now, right. That's the one that he breaks like it's going out of style, like it's the last falafel in the shop. And, you know, Amanda, who I know personally, was taking a nice weekend vacation 2 hours from her apartment. And O'Reilly's goon squad followed her down there. They never contacted Center for American Progress to see if she'd be on the show or if she had a comment or anything. It's not the first time they've done that. But it speaks to, you know, O'Reilly's general paranoia. I mean, Media Matters has routinely ended up on this bizarre Illuminati-type chart of how the vast left-wing conspiracy works, and often using words like elements of the New York Times and elements of NBC, which, you know, anybody who's studied history knows is some nice code language right out of the 1950s.
Now, I'm reading here from a release, speaking of conservative media, about Lou Dobbs. And I'm reading here that you guys are asserting that he's uncritically forwarding, him and the LA Times are uncritically forwarding McCain, John McCain's false claim that the, essentially the removal of Rick Wagoner of as CEO of GM, was that Dobbs and the Times were forwarding this idea, McCain's claim that it's unprecedented, but actually it's not really unprecedented.
No, it's certainly big news. I don't think anybody would say that it's not, but it's not unprecedented. You know, in the last administration, the one that seems to, it's kind of like a game of Where's Waldo? Nobody wants to really talk about George Bush anymore.
Right.
You know, regardless of the problem, regardless of if it's one of those welcome to the White House, President Obama, sorry, we wrecked the place type gifts.
Right, right.
Nobody wants to ever lay blame where blame is due. But, you know, in the previous presidency, the previous administration, they removed the head of AIG. People may not remember that. And they removed the head of Fannie and Freddie. So is it big news? Of course it's big news, but let's not make it something that it's not. You know, it's not unprecedented.
And I think the whole unprecedented thing is just is sort of, it's a misdirect, right? I mean, this is our taxpayer money.
Right.
It's not like, they're sort of portraying it as like Obama came in to a company, just some company out there. It's
right.
Some random IBM.
It could happen to you.
Right, yeah, it could happen. That's the ultimate thrust of this, right? But that's what, I mean, and I think it's important when we all try to become media literate to understand what the motivation here is,
sure,
right?
And, you know, we've been in this isms arms race for the past 3 months, and sure, if you wanted to, you could go back through the campaign, but, you know, they've called him a socialism. They've accused him of socialism. They've accused him of communism. They've accused him of communism and then McCarthyism all in the same breath, which I found remarkably funny.
And that's the goal here, right?
And fascism and Maoism and Stalinism and Leninism. There isn't an ism that hasn't been used yet. And if you think, okay, what's the long-term game plan here? If what you've had is 3 months where, just on cable news alone, using TVEyes.com to do a search of this, cable news has used socialism, communism, or any of those words like that to describe Democrats and the president in just the last 2.5 months. And then you get to the point where some change is needed at GM and, you know, Wagner is forced out. What impression is that going to leave with people who are hearing socialism, socialism, socialism over
right.
and over and over again? It's going to leave the impression that this is socialism, this is the government going in and taking over a corporation. Especially when they don't include in that report, how much money the government has invested in these companies.
That's right. That's right. And that's ultimately the goal, is to portray Barack Obama as some sort of crazy leftist, which is so silly and ridiculous. And
yeah, they should talk to some crazy leftists about how they feel about Obama.
I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, we spent the first hour of this show talking about how, you know, he's gone And I think this is a fair criticism. He's gone, there's sort of been a different treatment of the auto execs that there has been of the bank execs. But, I mean, the idea that Barack Obama is like some sort of super leftist is like
it's
so
ridiculous.
Absurd.
You sound like you haven't signed your loyalty oath.
Yeah, right, I know.
Oh, wait, that was the last administration that nobody wants to talk about.
That's it, that's exactly right. All right, so what's Rush Limbaugh up to this week? Anything we should know about?
Well, he's got another addiction. Every day we monitor his show live. People can check it out at limbaughwire.com. And we send out a daily email after each hour of a show giving a kind of a humorous recap. And he has been addicted to talking about the president's teleprompter basically every day for the last month and a half, 2 months.
What is this teleprompter thing all about? What's that aimed at? I mean, and for listeners who don't know about that, the right wing is media has been sort of trying to make fun of Obama for always having a teleprompter. And what's the goal of that?
Well, I think it's probably a couple different things. First, how do you go after somebody who's exceedingly well-spoken, presentable, dynamic, in front of the cameras? You try and knock that virtue out from underneath them. So I think that's the first one, because then it makes it easier not to believe somebody. And the second thing, and that goes, of course, to him not being authentic. And the second thing, it goes into the bigger narrative that we've seen that's probably done by not just right-wing crazies in the media, but also mainstream conservative folks in the media, which is that he's got too much on his plate. So if you can make it look like this guy's not authentic and worse yet, he's got too much on his plate, he doesn't know what's going on, so he needs a teleprompter. You can do a lot of damage with that, and that's precisely what they're trying to do.
Is there any of it that's like he's unprepared?
They're saying that, you know, the has a lot of different pieces to it. That he's a liar, that he didn't keep his word on the campaign, although he seems to be being held accountable for McCain's promises on the campaign, which is, you know, interesting.
How do you mean? How do you mean?
Well, the notion that that Barack Obama opposed would you know get rid of all earmarks. That was not Barack Obama's pledge during the campaign. That was John McCain's pledge. Yet it persisted in the media for weeks. Actually, whenever something with spending comes along in Congress, they accuse Obama of abandoning his pledge to get rid of earmarks, even though he never made such a pledge. He did say he would clean up.
Right. Basically, Barack Obama is betraying John McCain.
Exactly.
God forbid.
You know, I would love to see a campaign ad like that.
John McCain promised this.
What would you do if you knew that Barack Obama was not keeping John McCain's word?
John McCain promised no earmarks. Barack
John
Obama
McCain
has refused.
Vietnam, but Barack Obama won't keep McCain's word. It's just the notion is ridiculous, but that it all goes back to that, to the whole idea that he's underprepared. He's in over his head. He's got too much on his plate, which then goes to the next point, which is you hear these conservatives like Joe Scarborough, et cetera, on television saying, it's just so expensive. I mean, fine if you want to go after health care and these things, but let's get these other things taken care of first. As if, let's go back in time and pretend that Bush did not destroy the economy.
And what's it?
If we were perfectly fine financially, do we really think these conservatives would be saying, go ahead, let's do healthcare?
It's incredible. And the funny, you know, Barney Frank, of all people, said the funniest thing. It was not even about this, but he said, you know, on September 10th, 2001, we had no money to do anything. On September 12th, 2001, we had $2 trillion to invade Iraq. So the idea that we don't have any money to do any of the major priorities that we need done in this country after we're just shelling out trillions of dollars to the banks is just... If this era has taught us anything, it's that we do have plenty of resources. I mean, they're finite. They're certainly finite.
Sure.
But the resources do exist, and the idea that they don't exist or that they haven't exist really has been a right-wing media creation.
Yeah, it's accepting the conservative narrative, especially when you consider that very little discussion is paid to, you know, when the president talks about these other goals in his budget, healthcare, green economy, et cetera. He talks about it in terms of how this is better for the long-term growth of our economy. Now, you rarely hear that discussion on cable. All you hear is, can we afford this? Very similar to the stimulus plan. You rarely, I think we did a report on it that found that it was mentioned three times in 500-some-odd broadcasts, was the question, is the stimulus big enough? But almost always, there was a discussion of whether the stimulus was too big. So it's the media accepting the conservative narrative of whether or not we can afford these things, with very few people ever reporting from the question, can we not afford to do this?
Can we not afford to do this? That's right. Carl Frisch of MediaMatters.org. You can find all the stuff that we've talked about at www.MediaMatters.org. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, David.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
919, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. In the first hour, we talked about, asked the question whether the Obama administration is handling the auto industry situation well. The new news on that is that they are going to try to get the unions and workers to accept more pay cuts and retiree benefits cuts. Is that a good idea? Then in the second hour and third hour, we talked about the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission increasing its regulation. Is this a good time to do that? Some people say it's a bad time. We should not try to increase regulation of oil and gas during a recession. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And then after the break, we're going to talk to Scott Quasney of the Colorado Jobs and Justice about an upcoming event here in Colorado, and then we're going to take all of your calls. So, again, we got open lines, 303-713-7600, 920. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Still working this three-vehicle crash eastbound I-70 around Peoria. These backups, pretty small. Speed still pretty decent around Havana. Everybody's kind of slowing down. Taking a quick look, no problems on the westbound side there in Aurora. Another crash. First and University, that's by Cherry Creek Mall. Pretty busy intersection. Only other spot I'm seeing some residual traffic is on 25, heading southbound there from the 70 curve, taking you past Spear Boulevard. If you're traveling on the high, in the high country on 70, icy and snowpack conditions from the Eisenhower Tunnel to Eagle, chain laws in effect eastbound over Vail Pass and Loveland Pass shut down due to adverse weather conditions. They will close down the tunnel at the top of the hour to let some vehicles go through. Expect about a 20-minute delay. And also working highway advisory on 76 between Fort Morgan and the Nebraska state line. Your forecast, partly cloudy, windy, and
I do have a push lawnmower, and I'd love to mow the lawn.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com. And we want you to know, it's okay to look.
It's like 3 hours to just zone out.
She's Match.com member Smiles for Miles 01, and you can email her right now.
I did find out recently, though, that I had to rake the leaves, and I do not enjoy raking the leaves.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
Want to learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life with solar and save money doing it? Then join Independent Power Systems at the Highlands Ranch Solar Community Event Tuesday, March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Southridge Rec Center. Learn how solar power works and how you can save more than 60% on solar at this free workshop. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts, will demystify the solar rebate and tax credit and tell you how to save even more with their community pricing discount. Learn what to look for in a solar contractor and what you can do to eliminate your electric bill for life. Join Independent Power Systems March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch South Ridge Rec Center. Space is limited. Reserve your seat today at solarips.com/Southridge to register. That's solarips.com/Southridge. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how.
Great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you owe over $10,000 on your credit cards, medical bills, or to collection accounts, if you're over your head in monthly debt payments, I'm about to tell you something the credit card companies don't want you to hear. Something that could save you thousands of dollars. It's simply this. You can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. And even better, you can find out how right now for free.
We're Credit One Debt Solutions, and we'd like to offer you free information that can help you get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. See how you can reduce your debt, stop the harassment, and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. No more credit card payments. It's that simple. Get the powerful free information the credit card companies don't want you to hear. For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now. 1-800-661-9336. That's 1-800-661-9336. 1-800-661-9336.
Told me that it's what's his name? Angus Young's birthday from AC/DC today. He's the singer, right?
Guitarist.
They're pretty cool. 303-713-7600 is the number. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk. As promised, we're going to go to Scott Quasney now, the director of Colorado Jobs Justice. He's going to tell us about an upcoming event in Boulder. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, David?
Good. All right. Tell us about the event.
Well, this evening in Boulder from 6 to 8 o'clock in the Education Building Room 220, which there's actually a pretty decent parking lot at Broadway and Euclid up there, we're going to have a panel discussion about the Employee Free Choice Act. And Stuart Acuff from the AFL-CIO, this was kind of his brainchild. He helped in drafting the legislation. He's going to be there to speak and answer questions. Professor Ahmed White from CU Boulder, who's a law professor, he deals in labor and employment law, is going to speak. And also Andrew Carrillo, who is a college student and active in the United Food and Commercial Workers, is going to speak as well. So we're really excited to have Stuart in town. He's a great speaker, and he'll be able to answer a lot of the sort of lingering questions that we just can't shake because of the rights talking points.
And this is about the Employee Free Choice Act. Why? I mean, what the scuttle is that, well, you know, Republican Senator Arlen Specter a couple days ago said he's not going to vote for this, and so now the chatter is, well, the Employee Free Choice Act is dead, so why is anybody pushing for it now? If Specter's not going to vote for it, you know, it's dead, and we shouldn't push our Colorado legislators to take a position on it because it's a divisive issue. Do you buy that?
Absolutely not. The Employee Free Choice Act is crucial to rebuilding economic security and strengthening, or I guess rebuilding, the middle class. And it's not dead. You know, Arlen Specter backed the work permit. He's been a big supporter of it in the past. He actually, early on, he was a co-sponsor because, you know, labor supports him in Pennsylvania. But you know, we really need to keep pushing for this. I mean, this is a piece of our economic recovery. I've heard you talking a lot this morning about unions, and this is something that's going to remove a lot of the barricades which are in working folks' way of collectively bargaining.
We're talking to Scott Quasney, the director of Colorado Jobs with Justice. They've got an event tonight up in Boulder. It's an event. It's at the school, right?
Yeah, it's in the Education Building Room 220.
Education Building Room 220. You can find out more about it at www.coloradojobswithjustice.blogspot.com. Last question, Scott. I've been hearing rumors that Mark Udall, that not only is Michael Bennett, the appointed senator, not taking a position on the Employee Free Choice Act, but Mark Udall now, who has voted for that bill in the House when he was a House member, is now wavering on the Employee Free Choice Act. Is that true? Have you heard the same thing?
That is true. I was involved in a meeting with one of his staffers, and he's had a few different messages that have come out. The one that I heard at the meeting I was in attendance at was that we might not need it now, because the reason he actually co-sponsored it in the House, and he said that the National Labor Relations Board might be better under President Obama, so the legislation might not be necessary.
Oh, and what's ridiculous about that, of course, is that means that the next time we have a Republican president, that union rights will be again under attack. If you don't change the structure of labor law, you leave up to whatever administration's in power to decide the fate of people's workers, to decide the fate of workers' rights at their whim. That's actually my problem with the NLRB as it exists. It leaves too much up to the discretion of an individual president. I certainly think Barack Obama is going to be better on labor issues than George Bush, who was probably one of the most right-wing, regressive, reactionary presidents on those issues ever.
But, yeah, and Barack Obama knows that we need this as well.
Right, he's endorsed the Employee Free Choice Act. He said we need to pass it. And I think the argument, you know, the argument we hear from the right is, well, we can't do it now because the economy's in recession. Now's the worst time to do it. And Tom Harkin, the senator from Iowa, I think flipped it on its head. He said, you know what? They passed the Wagner Act, seriously strengthening unions, the foundational labor law reform in American history during the Great Depression, and they needed to. They passed the Wagner Act because of the Great Depression. So there's an argument. I think this, the best argument is that we need to pass the Employee Free Choice Act to help people if they want to join a union now more than ever, especially during the recession.
Right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right, David.
All right. So the details again. Give us the details of tonight's event.
6 o'clock this evening on CU Boulder campus, education, building room 220, and coloradojobswithjustice.blogspot.com. And we also have a Facebook group. If you're on the Facebook, just search for Colorado Jobs with Justice, and there are details there, including a map.
Scott Kwasny, the executive director of the Colorado Jobs with Justice, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Great to talk to you, David.
Talk to you soon, man.
Yep, bye.
All right, 9:30. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're going to open up the phones, talk about anything you want. We've talked about a bunch of things this morning. Topic one was, do you think the Obama administration's handling the auto industry situation well? News out of the Wall Street Journal is that it's focusing specifically on trying to cut union worker wages. Is that a good strategy? We also talked about the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission looking to tighten regulation of the oil and gas industry. Is that a good idea in a recession? I think it is, but the oil and gas industry said now is not the time, that if we do this, we're going to hurt Colorado's economy. What do you think? We also talked about new stimulus money coming into the state that will potentially subsidize COBRA benefits, those health care benefits you can buy if you get laid off. We'll talk about that. Some people have said, well, we don't want to be subsidizing the private health insurance industry. And then we just talked to Scott Kwasny of Colorado Jobs with Justice. They've got an event tonight in Boulder. You can find out more about that at www.coloradojobswithjustice.blogspot.com about the Employee Free Choice Act. Some people say we shouldn't pass the Employee Free Choice Act now because the economy's bad. I think we should pass it now because the economy's bad. What do you think? 303-713-7600, couple open lines. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, Mr. Strota. Got this crash eastbound I-70 at Peoria cleaned up and out of our way. Still seeing some brake lights back around Havana. The highway systems around Denver looking really good now. Back to top speed on 225. They're traveling across Aurora. No problems on the south end either on C-470. No problems in the foothills either across Littleton. And as you're making your way from Kipling all the way around to 70. Icing snowpack spots, though, on 70 east of the Eisenhower Tunnel to Eagle. Also working some chain law restrictions for some of the commercial vehicles over the high mountain passes eastbound over Vail Pass. Also, Loveland Pass shut down right now. Highway advisory on 76 between Fort Morgan and the Nebraska state line. Back in the metro area, do have a crash with injuries involved. Three cars as well. Colorado Boulevard at Exposition. Your forecast, partly sunny but breezy. Look for a high of 47. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, or buying your next vehicle, Colorado State Bank and Trust can help. They have money to
get the good stuff.
It's time to say goodbye to winter and that coat of dirt and grime on your car. So stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store and get a free Napa Car Wash bucket with any $25 purchase. This 5-gallon bucket is perfect for washing away all the ugly reminders of old man winter. Visit Napa today for everything you need to get your car shining like new. Spend $25 and get a free Napa Car Wash bucket. Available while supplies last at participating stores.
Yeah, Napa.
Get the good stuff.
760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You can join the Boulder Valley Credit Union and be a part of the only eco-conscious banking alternative in Colorado and receive better rates on eco-auto and eco-home improvement loans. BVCU was recently voted the best financial institution in Boulder County, so check out their slow online booth on am760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Now you can win the weight loss struggle once and for all. Cleanse to Thin is a two-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Lectopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years? Only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Because you've neglected to file your taxes for a year or more? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to go it alone. With one easy phone call to Turnkey Tax Relief, you can find out what your tax settlement options are. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. It can all be taken care of quickly and could even reduce your tax debt by up to 97%. Turnkey Tax Relief is staffed by professionals, including former employees of the IRS. We understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. Whether you're behind in filing your taxes, paying your taxes, if you've forgotten to pay employee payroll taxes, it can be scary. You don't have to go it alone. Call Turnkey Tax Relief right now. It could save you thousands. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. That's 1-800-400-4029.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity you're giving me, Mr. Cromwell, as the single largest shareholder in Teldar Paper, to speak. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality. America has become a second-rate power. Its trade deficit and its fiscal deficit are at nightmare proportions. Now, in the days of the free market, when our country was a top industrial power, there was accountability to the stockholder. The Carnegies, the Mellons, the men that built this great industrial empire made sure of it because it was their money at stake. Today, management has no stake in the company. Altogether, these men sitting up here own less than 3% of the company. And where does Mr. Cromwell put his $1 million to hold? Not in Teldar stock. He owns less than 1%. You own the company. That's right. You, the stockholder, and you are all being royally screwed over by these bureaucrats with their steak lunches, their hunting and fishing trips, their corporate jets and golden parachutes.
This is an outrage! You're out of line, Gecko!
Teldar Paper, Mr. Cromwell, Teldar Paper has 33 different vice presidents, each earning over $200,000 a year. Now, I have spent the last 2 months analyzing what all these guys do, and I still can't figure it out. One thing I do know is that our paper company lost $110 million last year, and I'll bet that half of that was spent in all the paperwork going back and forth between all these vice presidents. The new law of evolution in corporate America seems to be survival of the unfittest. Well, in my book, you either do it right or you get eliminated. In the last seven deals that I've been involved with, there were 2.5 million stockholders who have made a pre-tax profit of $12 billion. Thank you. I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit. Greed, in all of its forms, greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind, and greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA. Thank you very much.
That was Gordon Gekko from Wall Street. We talked about Gordon Gekko when we talked about the auto worker situation. If you remember that movie, Gordon Gekko came up with a scheme to supposedly help the airline industry, a secret scheme essentially to crush the unions. And that's what it looks like is going on right now. Obama has installed a Gordon Gekko-like figure named Steve Ratner, one of these corporate raiders, to head the White House task force overseeing the auto industry. And the Wall Street Journal tells us this morning that the thrust of Obama's plan is to force UAW workers and retirees to accept cuts to their health care benefits. Now, what's interesting about Gekko's speech, of course, is that in some ways we could use a little bit more of what he's talking about, right? I mean, he's talking about how, you know, you either get ahead or you get eliminated. Unfortunately, that's not the way it's been with a lot of these banking executives, right? They screwed the economy and they've been paid off with $1 trillion, $2 trillion. So in some ways, Gekko had something right. But I'm really, really nervous about having a Gordon Gekko heading up our policy, overseeing a blue-collar industry that 3 million jobs relies on. What about you? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Carl in Denver. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I was calling because, you know, we hear about all these people with their the contract labor, and we had the big thing where those people from that one company, they couldn't, you know, get their bonuses because it was under contract. But what about all these white collar? Are they losing any? Are they having to cut back any of their salaries because all the labor is cutting back and being asked to cut back? And I was just kind of wondering, what about all the white collar? They're not under contract, so can't they just cut their salaries?
The white collar in which industries?
In the auto industry, for instance.
Well, that's a good question. You're right. I mean, mid-level management, are they being asked to sacrifice? I mean, I know that some of the CEOs have taken symbolic cuts in their pay. But look, nothing like what the average worker is going to be asked to take, right? I mean, a CEO moving their salary down from $1 million to $500,000 is a less life-threatening situation, if you can even call it that, than a UAW retiree who was making $40,000 or $50,000 who sees their health care or their pension benefits slashed. I mean, there's a level of scale here, a level of intensity. And so I tend to look at CEO and executive quote-unquote sacrifice. When you sacrifice moving down from seven figures to six figures, sure, that's a sacrifice, but is that really a sacrifice? I mean, what we're talking about now are really, and it's not an exaggeration, we're talking about life and death issues. When you cut somebody's health care, when you cut somebody's pension benefits and they're, you know, making $40,000 or $50,000 a year, there's not a lot of fat to squeeze out of that benefit.
Well, I mean, you hear about people having, they're going to cut their wages, plus they're going to cut their insurance. I mean, as soon as you cut my insurance, that added another $8,000 maybe of expense that I have to come up with during the year.
That's right. That's right. Healthcare is one of the biggest expenses that people have to deal with.
Sure. And then, but we still don't hear about what kind of sacrifices are being made by the white collar or the upper management or middle management.
Right. You're absolutely right. And again though, I think the key here is that not only do you not hear about it, but what you do hear, and look, I'm glad that there's some quote unquote sacrifice, but what you do hear, remember, sacrifice is a relative term. I mean, I guess there is a sacrifice from, let's say, if you made $1 million a year or you made $500,000 a year. There's a quote unquote sacrifice there. What I think, and it sounds like you're worried about it too, is that the sacrifice we're talking about, when the president talks about quote-unquote shared sacrifice, to me it seems like the people who are being asked to sacrifice the most are the people who have the least to sacrifice. If you're making $40,000-$50,000 bucks a year, you just don't have a lot to sacrifice. There's just not a lot that you can afford to sacrifice before you have to start making the most uncomfortable and, in many cases, life or death choices. Hey, thanks for the call. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin in Fort Collins. How you doing?
I'm doing great, David. It's great to see you Saturday. You had the crowd going there, and
hopefully I didn't piss anyone off too much.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, you kind of empowered us, and we're going to take what you said and get on the horn and get a hold of. Matter of fact, the last few days since your talk up there, I have talked to a lot of people that have emailed and called their representatives and talked about, them working for us instead of them just getting in there and working for corporations. And I wanted to give a shout-out to Jay for him to get well, and we miss him and hope he feels well or better and that he's, progressing, and I know he's fighting a good battle. And another thing, David, I'd like to talk to you about the employee free choice, but before I go there, this lady had called up earlier in your show and talked about that Nunglo. We had three representatives at that meeting and at our dinner in Fort Collins that were, all three of them are basically experts on the Nunglo. And that
you're talking about the uranium drilling.
Exactly, the PowerTech, the uranium drilling. Randy Fisher is an environmental engineer, is our state rep for House 53, and Kefalas, House 52, and Bob Bacon, our senator here from Senate District 14. All three of those guys helped to write some protection into Colorado law that Ritter came up to Fort Collins and signed. To protect us more, but it's still, the battle goes on with PowerTech, a Canadian company that wants to pollute the water. And it's not just for non-Colorado or Fort Collins or Northern Colorado. It's like that lady said, there's a aquifer that transfers all the way down to Denver, and you know as well as I do, the old mining laws that are in Colorado has just completely invited companies like this, irresponsible companies like this, to come up there. And when they were asked if they would put a some type of escrow fund to protect any type of environmental disasters that they would cause, they said no. We're a very safe company. We do this, we do that. But there's a history of Canadian companies coming to America, and when things get bad, they just go back to Canada and catch can. You just never get a hold of them again, and you're left with the environmental disaster.
Well, and here's the thing. This stuff is in the ground, right? This is my take mostly on most oil and gas issues and uranium, anything that deals with mining. The stuff is in the ground. It's valuable. That means we, our government, we as a society have a lot of leverage over these companies. Where we don't got to take orders from companies that want to drill for things that are valuable. Because we can say, look, you either play by these rules, you either do it this way and this way and this way. Or take a hike. See you later. Some other company will come on in here and get out the material that's valuable. It's a captive industry. So this idea that oil and gas rules or rules dealing with uranium drilling, that any rules are gonna hurt the economy, you know, the burden of proof of that statement is on the industry to really prove that. It's not on us, because the stuff is in the ground. I heard somebody's called it oil and gas and all the other minerals in Colorado. It's like a bank deposit. Right? It's in there. It can stay in there another 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's like money in the bank. There shouldn't be necessarily a rush to get it out of the ground. Certainly not a rush to get it out of the ground in a way that would put human health in danger. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, 949. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We'll take a couple more of your calls before the top of the news and before I get out of here. 303-713-7600. John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Speeds in the 50s and 60s on all the major highways around Denver and in and out of Boulder this morning. A pretty nice commute for us. Pretty quiet. Only a couple of accidents. One current one in our way. Three cars involved. Colorado Boulevard at Exposition. Also have injuries involved there, so that one will take some time. Also checking high wind advisory between Fort Morgan and Nebraska state line on Interstate 76. And if you're traveling in the high country, expect some icy and snowpack spots east of the Eisenhower Tunnel to Eagle as you're traveling along I-70. Your forecast, partly cloudy and windy. Going to be warmer, though, a high near 47. Your current downtown temperature is 38 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you're in the market to finance or lease equipment, buy a business, or manage your business cash flow, Colorado State Bank and Trust has the right solution.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are reexamining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. Intelligentoffice.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
The ultimate edge. And now you can experience it risk-free. Just call 1-800-400-5819.
Let's look at the ways you can change the quality of your life today, even in challenging times, and how you can make a difference for the people you really care about.
Tony has helped people overcome tough times and gain control over their finances, their health, and their relationships. Now, it's your turn to transform your life. To experience the ultimate edge risk-free for 30 days, call now, 1-800-400-5819. That's 1-800-400-5819. 1-800-400-5819.
Worried about losing your home? Is your bank threatening to foreclose? Well, there's hope. Operation Hope, America's leading financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit. If you're facing mortgage payment challenges, we just may be able to help. Get free, reliable information and guidance by calling the Operation Hope Mortgage Hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at operationhope.org.
Hi, this is Rihanna, and you've probably heard my music on the radio lately. Do you know there's a great new website called ratethemusic.com where you get to hear and rate all kinds of great new music before anyone else? and it's absolutely free. Log on to ratethemusic.com today. When you do, you'll be letting radio stations all over America know exactly what you want to hear on the radio, and you'll be sending the message to top record label executives too. Now you have a choice in the music business. It's called ratethemusic.com.
.53 looks like a nice day out there in Denver. A couple stories that I want to fill you in on. Up in Montana, where I used to live, unfortunately, an effort to repeal the death penalty was a bill was killed in the House. There was hope that it was going to pass. I think it passed the Senate up there. As you may have heard, New Mexico banned the death penalty, which I think is great. This wilderness bill here in Colorado, this is big news, folks. I'm reading from the Fort Collins, Colorado. We're going to have the Fort Collins, Colorado editor on tomorrow to talk about how government agencies in Colorado are starting to not allow out as much information as they used to. It's a really interesting story. But from the Fort Collins, Colorado today, President Barack Obama signed a sweeping public lands bill into law Monday that designates almost all of Rocky Mountain National Park as a wilderness area 35 years after the Nixon administration first proposed doing so. That's a big deal. That wilderness bill is a big deal. Reading this from the Denver Business Journal, activist shareholder Gerald Armstrong is seeking an annual vote on the pay of CoBiz Financial Inc.'s top executives, according to a regulatory filing made Monday. I guess CoBiz is a financial firm here in Colorado, so there's some shareholder activism. Also from the Denver Business Journal, a state Senate committee on Monday advanced a bill that lets Colorado workers collect unemployment benefits when they are locked out by employers during a labor dispute. We had on the sponsor of this bill earlier. This is a great bill. I really hope it passes. Some not-so-good news. Stapleton developer cites a major slowdown in lot sales to builders over there in that area for development. Sort of a sign of the times in terms of real estate. Tough times out there in the real estate market. All right, let's go back to the phone for one more call. John and Conifer. John.
Yes.
Hey there.
Yes. There's a fascinating documentary on PBS Channel 6 tonight at 9 p.m. called Sick Around the World. It's a frontline documentary about Denver businessman T.R. Reid, who went hunting around the world in industrialized countries for universal access health care that actually works and is satisfactory to all the patients and, you know, economical and so forth. And he found in Taiwan, for example, they have health insurance companies, but they're nonprofit, and therefore benefits aren't denied just to give the CEO a $4 million a year.
So it's on tonight on Frontline on Rocky Mountain Public Television. What time?
9 o'clock.
Okay.
It's very interesting and well done, and you can also do it online at frontline.org.
And it's by T.R. Reid, who's the Washington Post reporter who is from out here, who lives out here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is very well done. And my friends who are scared of socialized medicine, I'm trying to get them to watch it because it belies the assumption that we can't cleverly design a system that truly works.
Thanks for the tip, man.
Very good.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. It's basically the end of the day here, at least for me. I'm headed home to start my other four jobs that I do. Actually, five jobs. Everybody pull for Jay. Jay's fighting the good fight. He's doing well, though. He's on the mend. I told you I've been text messaging with him, and my brother, who's a physician over at Denver Health, says that anybody who's able to text message is probably doing not that bad. So, we're all pulling for you, Jay. Tomorrow we're going to have Tom Hartman in the 6 a.m. hour. Tom, you hear him here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We talk to him every week in the morning. And then at 8 a.m. tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Bob Moore, the managing editor of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And you got to hear about this story. That newspaper is potentially in a fight with Colorado State University over a Freedom of Information Act request, and it's a bigger issue here, folks. When the newspaper industry, which is on the ropes, is having trouble, government agencies and government-affiliated agencies are starting to withhold information, knowing that the newspaper doesn't have the resources to fight the legal fights for information. It's not good for our democracies. I was on CNN this weekend talking about the demise of newspapers and how it really is a threat. It's not just a little issue. It's a threat to our whole democracy. So we're going to be talking to Bob Moore of the Fort Collins, Coloradan, tomorrow about that. We'll be taking your calls. Until then, stay warm, enjoy the sunshine.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
We'll show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630.